Oh, yes. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/Todd Glass for your free audiobook download. Right? Sounds like a good thing to do. Now go do it.
Hi. How are you? No, seriously. I know I ask, but I really want to know this time. Take the rest of the day off. I'm giving you permission. Just relax. All right, here's the deal. There's two things. One, I know getting dates in the beginning of the show, club dates, where I'm going to be is so boring, so I'm going to rip through it so quick. If you're in that town and you hear it, you're going to call the club, okay? So I'll be in Seattle at Pollard Live, I hope I said that right, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of February. Then I'll be at the Acme Comedy Club, I can't wait, the 7th through the 11th of February. And then I'll be in Boston with Jim Gaffigan. Then I'll be in D.C. with Jim Gaffigan. And then I'll be in Vancouver because I had to cancel the comedy festival, so I'm going back to do a ridiculously intimate evening with Todd Glass. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Then I'll be at the D.C. Improv the 7th through the 11th. And then I'll be at Helium in March the 21st through the 24th. And there you go. I'll be at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th of April. All right, there, good. There's all the dates. All right, now listen. There's a point in the show right up front where I start talking about, and I can't believe I'm prefacing this, but my sister-in-law, Merle, who listens to the show, called my mom and said, hey, I've been listening to Todd's show, blah, blah, blah. We'll talk about that in the show, so I don't want to repeat it now. What she told my mom. But she said, don't tell Todd that I called you. Which I understand. Even though, no, never mind. And my mom didn't. But my stepdad did. That's how I found out. And I don't know if that's clear in the show, because we had a technical glitch. So you know that going into it. My sister-in-law, Mara, listens to the show. Then she calls my mom. Says, you know, this and that, but don't tell Todd. My mom didn't, but then my stepdad mentions to me. Not like a gossip, he just mentioned it in passing. But then I found out. Then I called my mom. Do you follow? All right, I think you do. All right, enjoy the show. All right? You're great.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
It's all good.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Okay. Todd, hey, it's Zach, El Snackus. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
The entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass, everyone.
Is that Jimmy Kimmel?
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
Oh, my God, he's doing the same bit with the voice?
Yeah, hey, Todd, it's Nick Swartzen calling again about doing your podcast.
Is that Nick Swartzen?
Todd Glass. Brian Regan.
Is that Brian Regan?
Again.
Sir, listen.
The best part of having a TV show is when your comedian friends pitch you an idea. No matter how absurd, you can immediately greenlight it.
If you don't fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again, because we're done. We're done. Mm. All right, take care.
Yeah. She was nice at the end.
From the beautiful Las Vegas Strip.
It's exciting.
High atop Black Horse Motors.
This is the real deal.
Todd Glass Show.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank God.
Not like those other shit shows. Oh, listen, everybody. Crank that up. This puts people in a good mood. Can you crank it up a little? It's 8:45, quarter to nine. We got some crazy, wacky songs for you. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Here it is. You make my pants want to get up and dance. This is the show. What if somebody, it's the first time listening, and this is what they think? Oh, does he just play songs? You make my knees warm, you don't say please. Good shit.
He doesn't just play them. He talks about them while they're playing.
Oh, it's great. He'll do stuff like this. Oh, he was a lost and lonely man. This song is fucking the best. Listen to it. It says everything you want to say. It really is. Listen. I bet your mom likes this song, Mike, if you know what I mean, huh? I bet your mom fucks to this song.
My mom's a rich Jew.
Hold on, shut
my
it
mom
off.
Doesn't give a...
Shut it off. Oh, I can't joke anymore?
What? No,
I'm sorry, I can't joke anymore. I was kidding around. I said your mom probably fucks to this song. I didn't know you were going to get offended.
Oh, you said fucks to this song.
What did you think I said?
Oh, I thought you said my mom has a buck in the car.
Oh, Jesus. That's going to... Our ratings just plummeted.
Sorry.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Let's start over again.
All right, now listen. Rory's... Michael Komen is here. Mike had a difficulty the first time on the show, but he came back and he... God, he was the Mike Komen that I know who he is. And then Rory Scovel is on his way. He's late. So, but it's no big deal. You know why? Because I love him and his fiance Carol, and they're awesome. Someone correct me. That could be a good comedic bit right there. Let's do it again, okay? So anyway, they're just great, and I love him, and I love his wife Carol. She's wonderful.
It's Jordan.
It's Jordan. Ah, she's fun too. They're all fun. Guy doesn't really listen. He gets corrected, but he just tries to keep plowing on. And I love them and Jordan, his wife, and their kid Kyle. He's just an adorable little kid.
It's
so.
Bobby.
Bobby. They're both precious, I got to tell you. They're good kids. They're good kids. Say they don't have any kids. And they were over here, and Jordan came by, and Rory Scovel came by, and they have a little adorable little boy. Couldn't be any cuter.
They don't have any kids.
They're fun, though, you know? I'll tell you that. All right, that bit I drove into the ground. That's what I do. So Mike Komen is here. Rory's on his way with his fiance Jordan. We have a special jingle for him. And then next week is Paul Tompkins. So it's, you know.
Good night.
It's just... just nonstop greatness. Okay, but I want to get over some things before Rory, and just give me a little time, and then we'll get going here. So everything's good so far. Everyone's calm. I love it. I love when there's people here before the show because it makes it fun for me. But I feel bad because I make everybody go crazy. I'm like, take your jacket off, no eating chips, because I can't. It's too much crunching and moving. I go fucking nuts. And sensitive. You look great. You really do. You really take care of yourself. What do you get, like a raspberry facial? All right, there you go. So there you go. I don't even know what that means, but it is funny. Do it. It's funny every time. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Cheers.
All righty. Oh, what'd you get, a raspberry facial? Alrighty. So, Mike, you look great. You look like a... No, I don't want to... Okay, so let me stay organized because I always feel like I have better shows when I slow down and I do it. So let me... Where's my notes? Mikey. By the way, Mikey took some great pictures and we put them online. Like, that's the difference between... Like, when I see the pictures he takes, you know... Well, you won something... You joined this thing for Ron Howard, right?
Yeah. It was called Project Imagination.
And then you sent in some pictures? And then it's through Ron Howard, right?
It's through Ron Howard and Canon.
And then when I saw your pictures, I thought, that makes sense. That makes sense, because they were good. You know, a lot of these, you know, the people that get cameras, they think, oh, anybody can take pictures. Yeah, exactly. But they look like shit. Your pictures look good. I mean, I was like, that guy knows what he's doing. Like, I don't want to offend anybody at my family, but my mother's in the photography, and she sucks. No, I made that up. But anyway.
Hey, Mikey, how do you spell your last name?
Not now. That's very unprofessional.
No, people on Facebook were asking. Oh, they wanted to look up his website.
I thought you meant for tax information. That's why I thought it was unprofessional. I didn't know you were trying to give his information. Now, that's what I want to do. So look at his pictures. I'm not even joking. Like, the lighting and just, you know, they're awesome. They're, like, great pictures. So have you met Ron Howard yet?
I have met Ron Howard. I met him twice.
He seems like a nice guy.
Great guy. Very down-to-earth family man.
He loves awesome. Cake. Did you know that? He eats a whole cake a day. Oh, that's Hitler. Mike, who did you tell me about that? Hitler?
Hitler's a lot like that.
You did tell me that once, that Hitler eats a whole cake.
Oh, yeah. No, Hitler loved cake. And that was like the one fun kind of food he loved. And it's why he had like kind of a bay window, what do you call it, when someone has like a pot belly.
Yeah.
It's because he would walk around at night eating cake.
Well, it could have been from the evil monsters inside that fucking maniac's stomach.
No, but it just shows you that even a Jew-murdering monster can enjoy a nice piece of cake.
And that's what I wanted to say. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back right after this.
Hip Geo.
Hip Geo. We're going to talk about it. People are like, what's Hip Geo? Oh, you're going to learn by the end of the show. Sorry. Okay, so... thank you, Mikey, for those pictures. Also, Paul Tompkins is our guest next week. I already said that. Patrick Rowdy, is that his name? I hope I say it right. He made me a light box. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm so excited. Thank you for the person that sent me in the grilled cheese song. I'm going to find out your name, but I lost it. But at least you know I know I know. Shut up your face, like a Latino version. Thank you. And then Sunday I'll be at Wits Show. Where's that?
Power Violence.
Power Violence.
Yeah,
so Sunday.
You go to powerviolencecomedy.tumblr.com.
And then you know the opening of the show where I mentioned all my dates, so now you know where I'll be then. I don't have to do that now. And okay, so here we go. There's the dates. There's that. Hip Geo we're going to talk about in a second. I have like a serious, not a serious thing, but to George Carlin, I'm being honest. I knew my sister-in-law, who's crunching or who's moving. I hear a wire moving. I'm getting very upset. No one laughs at me anymore? Jesus Christ, this is so awkward. Oh, by the way, everybody. I bought on Audible.com. I went and got Patton Oswalt's book. So that's what made me think about that. And by the way, if you go to audiblepodcast.com/Todd Glass, did you hear what I just said, people? audiblepodcast.com/Todd Glass, you'll get a free audio book. Look, this is the way we do it. We don't redo commercials here. Like, this is the truth. I love Audible. You know who has to redo it because it's not right? A guy that's just a voiceover guy in a booth. Audible.com, audiblepodcast.com/Todd Glass. Download it and get a free audiobook. Download. Now, I just talk from my heart, and my heart is not educated. Huh? Doesn't make any sense. Just because I have a hard time saying words. You get a free audiobook download.
Like Patton Oswalt's.
Yeah, like Pat. I could do this. Like, if this was my job. By the way, tonight's... Let me put a little... give me a little echo. No, don't give me echo. By the way, tonight's show is sponsored by Audible. This is why I don't do voiceovers. Have you ever... Okay, here. Tonight's show is sponsored by audiblepodcast.com. No, that's not sponsored by audiblepodcast.com. It's sponsored by audible.com.
Yeah.
But if they go to audiblepodcast.com/Todd Glass, they get a free audiobook download.
Yep.
And we have a dog named Audible, and he's smart. And you know what else? People see him, they go, he's like a great idea. I go, that's why we named him that. Oh, Jesus. They don't have to do anything for me. You know what? If they sent me money, I'd throw it back in their face because I don't want money from them because I really believe in them. Now, my sister-in-law... is listen. I told her not to. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
My sister-in-law started listening to the show, and I said, Merle, don't listen to the show in the beginning because you're going to spot listen, and then if you like something, you're going to tell me. Oh, that's like, I'll give you an example. It was a little too crazy for her, and then she heard one interview I do. I won't mention who it is. Not that it matters, but it was more just a straightforward interview. She goes, now you're getting the hang of it. I went, Merle, no, don't, and lovingly I said it. I do love her. She's just great. So I said, Merle, no, don't do that, because that's where you thought it was great. That was just the way that episode was, and I loved it for what it is, but next week it'll get manic again. Some weeks it's a little more stable, other weeks it's manic. I don't want, now it's in my head. Like, you think, like, that's what I should work towards. You know, I like when it's all over the place and crazy. So I guess I'm telling the audience this so she'll hear it, and then I don't have to call her. Does that make sense? It's the truth. So she told my mom, and I get it, I'm a full-grown adult, but, you know, they talk. She goes, well, my mom, I'm talking to her phone the other day. We're hanging up. She goes, oh, do you have time? I wanted to ask one more thing. I go, yeah, go ahead. She goes, Merle told me she's been listening to the podcast and that you do, like, smoke so much pot that you don't know where, like, you're all over the place and you don't know. Well, now I know there's one listener going, thank you. It took Merle to fucking bring this to a screeching halt. But... first of all, even me, as manic as I am, and I think people know this, I don't mind being a little over the place, but there are times, even me, when I go, that's too much. Even the most loving fan could go, come on, you know, just try a little bit. We don't mind. Or if you go off rail, at least know, come back and go forward. And I really try to do that. That's why I write things down on Post-its now. So even if I make a right or a left, I can come back. So anyway, but here's what happened. My stepfather, well, my mom's husband, I like to call him, he told me. And that's how it got out. But you know what? Here's the interesting family dynamic, and I'm being very serious here. It's not, Merle, if you are listening, you can't get upset with my mom. You can't do that. You want to go, I told her not to say anything. You made the bigger mistake. Because this is a creative thing, and it's like you can't call her and report. I'm a full-grown adult. I know you didn't do it in this way of, like, trying to cause trouble, because you said some very kind things about the podcast. But, like, first of all, my mom thinks, if I told my mom, you know, the way Merrill must have told her how much pot I was smoking, it had to make it sound like a lot. Because if she said, you know, Todd smokes pot on a show, she'd go, yeah, I've always known Todd smoked pot. It wouldn't be an issue. But she had to say it in a way that my mom wanted to bring it up to me. Like,
but wait, did she tell you first?
No.
She told your mom?
Yeah, she told my mom. She goes, and it's like, I go, Mom, the show is not for her. It's very hard for someone. I have different categories. I have the, I don't just have I love it category, and then boom, I put it into it sucks. I have the middle category, and that's it's not for me. I think some people deserve to get thrown into that category, but it's very hard for her to believe. This could be a good thing, but it's not for me. It's just if I don't like it, I'm not a moron, so it must. So it's weird that I have this podcast so I can't be heckled. Because you do your live shows and you have to be aware of the audience and for justifiable reasons. They're there and they're paying great money. But it is sometimes fun to do this because you can connect with an audience in a different way. Because if there is someone in their house and they're just not with you, well, you don't have to look at them. And the people that you're with, you create this unbelievable connection with them. And these are the people that listen to the podcast that come up to you after a show that you just love talking to. So, Merle, you sort of fucked that up. Indirectly. Now, here's the thing. Don't make this about yourself. You know I love you. I do. I adore you. But you have to be able to go, not call my mom and go, I'm talking like a thing. No, you made the mistake. I told you not to say anything. So the cat's out of the bag. So there you go. Does that made sense, right, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. She goes, I'm worried, Todd, and the show's all over the place. No, this is a good show, and you just don't know. You're getting older. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean, you're older. You don't know. It's like, remember, you make the comparison.
How old is Meryl?
Meryl, she's probably like 46.
And she should know not to be a rat.
She's what?
She should know better than to be a rat.
You think she's... a rat.
I'll be honest. I don't know her. And I'm sure she's a very nice lady, but she sounds like a bit of a rat.
How do you think she would talk? Like, How would she call my mom? What would she sound like?
Mrs. Glass. Oh, she probably doesn't call her that. What's your mom's name?
Missy. My mom's name is Maureen.
Maureen, it's me. Todd smoking pot on the radio show again.
Oh, my God, how much? I mean, I know he smokes pot occasionally. He's a full-grown adult, so I don't... It's none of my business, but is it, like, out of control, Merle?
They're going crazy. I turned it on. I just wanted to enjoy myself while I had a little bit of peanut butter. It was the afternoon. I'm sorry. Please excuse me. I can't help myself.
Merle, I'm scared. I mean, what are you talking about? Like, does he do coke and all drugs?
No, he's smoking pot, and it starts off, and quite frankly, when they smoke pot, they want snacks. And when I start thinking about snacks, I start thinking about cheese. I can't do a thing about it. He can live his life the way he wants to, but when he goes into a microphone show and he talks about indulging in marijuana and other things that stimulate your appetite, well, you know what's going to happen to me, Todd.
Well,
I got to go, but I'll call him. Is that okay if I tell him you told me?
Why do you always get off the phone so soon when I call you?
So anyway, how many people, raise your hand in here if you think I'll chicken out and edit that whole thing out, or I have to play it. Because I went out of my way. Like, when I say, I'm going to say this because then I know I'll play it. Like, when I say I love Merle, it's not like how you say that sometimes to just bypass it so you can insult somebody. No, like, Merle's the best. She's the best thing that ever happened to our family. She brings an energy to it, and she's just great. She's just got a ball of energy, and I love her. And she's very supportive. Always in my career, like crazy supportive. Ask more questions than anybody else. Just in this one isolated area. I wish you wouldn't have done that. But I hope you can call me laughing and not. And it's actually Steve's fault because he dropped it and wasn't supposed to. So.
And I don't know. I was just joking.
No.
I'm sure she's nice.
What if I let me play a real message from her? Do you mind? Do you have that message she left me? Because I don't think it sounds anything like that. But maybe it does.
Okay.
Can you play a? It's actually right under that other message. See the Merle's message she left me last week that we recorded. All right, go ahead, play it.
Todd, this is... I had a quibble with your mother, but I know, please, Todd, don't... I'm sorry, somebody left a little cracker in my house. But please, Todd, don't bring it up on the show.
Boop. So, anyway, it sounds a little bit like her, doesn't it?
I wouldn't...
Okay, Rory is here with... Jordan, but I want to talk about one more thing, and then we bring Rory in. So I tweet, but sometimes I can't find things to say, and I just love this medium. Was that what you would call it? That got brought. They Rich, would you say, or not that, it was, what do you call it? It's a new, well, I know it's a new app they can download, and it's called HipGeo. And you take, here's the thing. As I understand it more and more, I start loving it more and more. And we were playing with it today. So, what I loved about it was sometimes I can't think of things to say throughout the day, but I wish I could take pictures. Almost like, throughout, like if I'm going to Vegas and I'm on there, I can take a picture and it shows, I post it, and people know exactly where I'm at. And it starts categorizing them. So, like, if I'm in Vegas taking pictures, they'll all show up. People will know where I'm at. Even if I don't say anything and they see 13 pictures, they'll be like, oh, Todd's in Vegas. And these are the pictures. Now, you might go, well, wouldn't they be able to tell because it said Las Vegas behind you? No, because I don't fucking take only pictures behind the sign. Anyway, hey, by the way, okay, so it's called HipGeo, and we're learning about it on the show. As I learn about it and understand it more, then you'll learn about it and understand it more. But today we're going to take some pictures and we're going to post them, and you'll get to, and we'll understand this better. You have any jingles from Hip? I made these today. I don't know if the people at HipGeo, they don't necessarily. I don't know if they even like these jingles yet, but they might. Hey, what do you have?
HipGeo.
Jesus.
HipGeo.
All right, that's enough.
HipGeo.
All right, come on now. It's ridiculous. Seriously.
HipGeo.
All right, come on. Stop it. It's not funny anymore.
HipGeo.
Chris.
HipGeo.
All right, Chris, good. Guess what? You're going to be out of fucking job.
HipGeo. HipGeo.
All right.
Hip Geo.
All right. All right. I'm glad. I hope you feel rebel. He has some friends here today visiting.
What did you do to piss him off?
Thank you. Anyway, but HipGeo. I think we're going to be working together. HipGeo. You'll go look it down. These guys, I don't know anything about. The reason it's been a little learning process for me to learn it because I'm completely illiterate. These guys today here, Chris and Mikey, who's taking the pictures, we showed it to them. And it took them literally 60 seconds, and they got everything. They're like, this is cool. That's cool. So I'm sure you can download it. Go to HipGeo.com and download it, and you'll start learning about it. And then next week, I'll know more about it, and I'll talk. So let's move on. Let's take a... What, Mike?
Can I ask you a sincere question?
Yeah, it's got to be sincere.
Okay, though. Is it sincere? Are these actual sponsors, or are they companies you're mentioning in the hopes that they'll feel bad and pay you?
You know what, Mike?
When
you
HipGeo!
I think I picked up some of Chris's tood.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Rory is here, and we're going to have him come in.
HipGeo!
Hold on a second. Chris.
Yes.
Listen to what I'm saying.
What?
You know when it's funny and when it's not.
Of course.
And I know you can tell by the look in my face that
HipGeo. 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 HipGeo.
Seriously?
What?
No.
HipGeo.
Oh, you're making your friends laugh. You think it's funny, don't you? Everyone's laughing in the podcast, and I'm an idiot. I guess you're...
HipGeo.
You're in control. You're right. You show everyone how cool you are. All your buddies are laughing. It's like a little elementary school in here. Oh, it's so funny, isn't it?
HipGeo.
You know what I hope? I hope this show goes as big as...
HipGeo. HipGeo.
You know what?
HipGeo.
Do you have any Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to... Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Jack and Joe went up the hill, both with a buck and a quarter. Joe came down with 250. Little boy blue. He needed the money. Was an old lady lived in a shoe. She had so many kids, her uterus fell out.
Oh. I make it seamless. See that? They heard Andrew Dice Clay, and then I went, oh.
Right into it.
So here we are. Rory is sitting down. He's here, and I made you a jingle. Have I ever made you a jingle before?
I don't think so.
By the way, it's good to see you. And you know what? I always love having you on the show. It's weird to say that because we're friends. But you know what? I was looking forward to this all week.
I love doing it.
See, that's what
I love sitting here.
See what I just did to you? You were ready to start being sarcastic. And then I gave you the biggest fucking compliment. And I jolted you right into reality.
I was just hitting you with honesty. Just all honesty.
No.
I love it here.
I love you here.
It's great. I love it.
All right. I made you a jingle. You seem good. Jordan looks good. The both of you have a glow about you. What do you do?
You know, we went to a hockey game last night, and I think we just connected. We just connected. Hockey. We never knew hockey was our thing.
You like
it?
And
we just discovered it. Went to a game. We're like, I think this is it. I think that's it. That has to be the thought process of anyone that proposes at a sporting event.
Oh, you're right.
We met at a game.
It was fun.
It was such a good time.
Rory, it's your mother. Did you propose?
That's the creepiest.
Did you propose to Jordan?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Where'd you do it?
We're at the hockey game. Remember?
Oh, dear. That seems like a horrible mistake.
Why? No.
Well, I don't know. You know where your father proposed to me.
Yeah, at the convent.
Yes.
Yeah.
He molested me. And he married me so it wouldn't seem dirty.
But is it, right. If he ends up, for some reason in my head, I immediately thought if you get married, then the previous molestation doesn't count. Like you wrote it out.
Yeah, right. Oh.
You know, like it said, then it's not a crime.
Well, because then we got married. Right. No, that was just premarital sex.
Yeah.
It changed.
Yeah.
It changed. I don't even want to talk about this. Not everything's funny.
Now you gotta marry me.
Yeah. Now you look what you did. Now you gotta marry me. I don't even know if this makes sense. Mike Coman's over there. Rory Scovel's over there. We made you an opening jingle, and here we go. I didn't hear it yet.
Well, Rory Scovel's here tonight.
Pause
He's
it.
On the talk.
You know. If he says girlfriend, maybe he just didn't realize it was your fiance. But let's not get that in the way that nice, beautiful sentiment of the song. Right. Now, you might think, and I'm being honest with you, I swear to God, I did not hear the song. I just thought, he goes, I worked Jordan into it. And I'm like, ugh, I bet he didn't know. He might say girlfriend. So,
yeah.
But I swear to God, I didn't listen to it. Go ahead.
Well, friend. All right.
Crank it up.
Well, Rory Scovel's here tonight. He's on the talk glass, so he's gonna be good.
I like it.
Yeah. He brought along a girl. Jordan is her name. He says she's his girlfriend.
Oh, he
yeah,
did do it.
Right.
He did do it.
We don't believe him. Well, hell no, we don't believe him. She's way too pretty, but believe me. When I say we'd all like to get with her.
Well, that's not nice. That's not. That's classless.
Well, we'd like to get with her. I want to get with her. We all want to get with her.
Oh, that's not even. Turn this off.
Yeah, we want to get
I did appreciate
her.
It at the beginning.
Sorry, she's your girlfriend, but we like her.
Now he's just getting
we
off
wanna
on
get
this.
With her.
Why?
We're going to get with her. When you're not looking, going to get with her. When you take a break, we're gonna get with her. She's way,
I
way
go
too
out of
pretty
town a lot.
For
I don't
you.
Like that.
Oh my God.
Wow. I don't know that guy.
This has gone past jingle time, too.
Now it's.
This is just a song about having sex with Rory's
That's
girl.
What I thought. Fade that out.
What?
I gotta talk to that guy. Yeah, at one point he's like, oh, I wanna get with her. That's disgusting.
I don't want to sound shallow, but I did like the horns at the end.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't like the, you know, possibly rape my girlfriend as
well,
a group.
I don't think.
But the horns at the end, metaphorically, at the end, I was like, ah.
Can you play the horns? Oh, forget it. Well, anyway, we made that for you. What do you think those jingles run me?
Loud Radio.
All right, we're back. Our guest is Rory Scovel. Well, I got a call from Chris Hardwick again this week. He wants me to do more promos in between my jokes. So, and I still like the Prince thing. You want to say something? Say something, and then we're going to follow with Prince music. And then, you know, whatever it is. It could be a one-liner, boom, bang. You say one thing. And then,
and then right into Prince?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you mean?
Say anything.
Like what kind of line?
Say
like you're doing a
one-liner. Like, hey, why blah, 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 blah.
What if I, could it be a radio announcement?
Yeah.
Like what, they're listening like right before the song?
Yeah,
and like, now I'm asking so many details of it.
It's like this.
Language. What language? How dirty can
like,
I get?
You know, my girlfriend's vagina smells like pussy.
Kiss.
There. I used that joke from last week. I'm sorry. Forgive me, listeners, for I have sinned. I love when the listeners tell me I can go. I love it. Like, I have a love affair with any tweet that says, you just keep prefacing and stopping the bits, and they mean it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to let them down.
All right.
So there's that.
I don't know what... I'm still trying to think of a line to say.
That's a good one.
Kiss.
All right. So here we go. Mikey's taking pictures from behind. I get a little nervous. I got a call today. Those carolers wanted to stop by and do a few songs, so I told them yes. So I don't know when they're going to be here, but that's going right. to be fun.
All right, it's someone at the hospital who doesn't know. They keep hitting the wrong intercom button, and it somehow it makes that Prince song play.
Oh, it's
so a doctor's in the room, and he's like,
boop boop boop
boop boop boop.
You know that? Do you have that?
In the background?
I'm trusting you that this is going somewhere, because so help me God, if I lose one listener or a fucking bit, this bit better
this
be
better
comic
be solid.
Gold. This better be solid! Am I the patient?
Yeah. I have some information for you.
And what do I press? I don't understand what I'm going
to
be pressing.
Oh, you don't have to press anything. That's the machine that tells you if you're alive. I don't need you to touch any of the machines.
That's scaring me.
Yeah, I don't know. And like a lot of the stuff that, like the wires and stuff going in and out of your body, leave that alone.
Do you think I'm going to pull through this?
Ah, that's what's tough to say. I do know this. You do have time to say goodbye to some of those that are closest to you. I think you actually will have enough time for that. Oh, okay. We had a button put in at the front desk, and she keeps mishitting it. It's supposed to just be an announcement.
What's the announcement supposed to be?
I don't know. I mean, she was probably telling us it. You know. So you probably just say something like, new patient here. We have another patient that's shown up. This was before.
It should be like a bing bong, maybe, are you saying? Like, it should be this. Give me the bing bong, the bell. Oh, Jesus. This is why I'm so close to it. Do it again. And then instead it's that?
Wait, was this supposed to be a button that you press, like, if you need a morphine?
No.
That would be a good... Rory, no. Is this a bit?
No.
Oh, my God, I knew he was doing a bit. He's doing the bit, the guy that won't let anyone know what bit he's doing. No. Seriously, I get it.
You're fucking brilliant. I knew it, because we were like, is it the bit? Keep doing it. I knew what you were doing. It's great.
Oh, I get it. Like, is this...
No.
I get it. So this is like, instead of like when you call the nurse, instead you get that. That? Is that it?
No. No. You don't see it?
No, explain it a little more.
Oh, no, it's that you need your tray taken.
No!
What is it? I don't get it. Diddle-it. Play the diddle 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 diddle.
Wait, what?
The song.
Boop, boop. All right, try to do that again. Try to do that with your mouth.
Well, I was kidding before.
No, I have to hear.
No, I don't want to do it.
Do it, do it.
People can re-listen to it. They can rewind. What do they need me to repeat it for?
I think you can do better. I think you can do it better.
Give me some reverb. If Katie would give me reverb, I'd be so happy. I can't do it. I'm self-aware now.
All right, let's hear it.
Kiss.
Just hear it one more time.
Okay. Oh, see how good I can get if I keep listening to it?
Yeah.
I'd probably get better.
Let's see. Let's see.
I could do Regis Philbin.
Let's see by the third time.
Okay, go.
Kiss.
If you try it, then I'll do it.
But.
Kiss.
What are you? Seth Galvanakis?
Kiss. Did-a-little-lip-did-did. Kiss.
Mike, you're going to try? You're going to make us look like idiots.
Did-a-little-little-lip-kiss.
If you're driving in your car right now, try that. Just
did-a-little-lip-did-did-kiss.
Kill the podcast right now and just do this for a couple minutes.
Did-a-little-lip-did-did.
Now my sister-in-law, she goes,
you know what?
I'm Meryl. I listened to the podcast, and you're right. I turned it on for maybe 10 minutes, and all they did was go, diddle, 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 did, kiss.
And then Meryl says,
thank you. Was I not right? I've chewed through another cord.
I have to apologize. I thought you were out of your mind. I turned on the podcast, and they had Rory Snowball. And they sat there, Meryl, I kid you not, for 10... What fucking maniac could enjoy that? I'm worried on coke.
The only thing I enjoyed was Todd's new character, the old man in a hospital bed. That was wonderful. It was so true to life. It was so well thought out.
Well, I gotta go. Todd's coming home. I have to hide all the dogs.
You live with Todd?
No, and I go visit. My mom, I told you, my mom makes up stories. She goes, I only have three dogs. I go, what about that dog? She goes, oh, it's so small, it doesn't even count. I go, Mom, it's your house. Have all the dogs you want. My mom doesn't do things small. She likes a fish tank. I know we're on their way to, you know, to knocking down a wall and putting up a glass, you know, fish tank. 300, you know, what do you care? My parents are rich. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I've never seen a fish tank that looks like that.
They're fish tank rich.
Yeah, they're fish. You've heard that expression. Oh, they're fish tank rich.
Is that a real expression?
Oh my God, you've never heard it.
Are you trying to make it
hey,
an expression?
He's never heard of.
No, 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 guys, shut up! No, no. Okay. Handcuffs. Handcuffs. Oh, I'm going to get tortured because I didn't know a fucking phrase.
Rory. Rory.
Get the fuck off me.
Wake up.
Get off me.
Come on, you're over.
Rory. Are you going to shoot me?
Rory, wake up. You're yelling.
You're going to shoot me because I didn't know a fucking phrase? That's shit.
Because you're an idiot.
Oh, God.
You're an idiot.
Fuck you.
You deserve to die.
You.
Die.
No one gave me enough time to die. Funny. The prince thing would have been funny. There wasn't enough time. I don't know the phrases. Oh, God.
Oh, wait, I can't. All right, Mike was giving me. I love to be in the moment
the
with
worst,
everything. What was the
worst
direction?
Thing to ever do in a radio show.
No, that's okay.
Whispering
you know what?
Her ear.
That wasn't. You know what, Mike? I don't, as I say, throw people under the bus. You tried to whisper something to me. It could have taken it in a wonderful direction. I just couldn't hear what you were saying. I'm not going to. That's fine. I'm not going to.
Well, I don't know how the sound effects are. I thought it would be funny at the end of that to make it sound like Rory was. He fell asleep during the show and was having a nightmare.
Oh, how could we have done that?
Well, I think it would have taken a little like rehearsal.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. There could have been like a dream sound or something.
Yeah.
We'll do it in post. Matter of fact, you know how you just heard it just right? Good. Scream again. No, I don't know how we're going to do that. Maybe one of our listeners can tell us.
The phrase throw someone under the bus. Here's a question.
Yeah.
That's a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
But think about the literal activity of throwing someone on the bus. Was that happening? A bus was coming. People just grab somebody, throw them right under the bus. Even as a phrase. Oh, you threw me under the bus. It's like the actual activity of that is way worse than that phrase.
It's also, it's a terrible
like that
analogy.
Phrase is like, ah, you threw me under the bus. Like, you slapped my wrist. You threw me under the bus. You lifted my body and threw me under a moving vehicle that was going to kill me.
Hello, Mara. So then I turn it back on, like you asked me, and Rory Snowball was talking about something that I can't remember.
Are you fucking
she called
me?
To leave that message?
No, I could remember.
No, but she in her reality, she's like, oh,
no, she
and I forgot why I called. Goodbye.
Well, that's if I would have made it work. But I truly remembered. You were just talking about what? What were you going on and on about?
Throwing someone under the bus.
He went on and on about throwing someone under the bus. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, Merle.
Well, I think he was trying to change the subject to something that was more observational, that we could all talk about, and not just the two of you yelling at each other.
Well, I'm nervous. That show. What does Rory do? Is he a middle or a headliner?
All right, guess what, Rory? Last week, everyone's here. It's fun. I got my coffee. I'm just, this is, you know, look, this is my favorite thing to do. This is it. This is all I got. Andy's here. His fiance, Alex, right? Alice.
What'd you say, Alex?
Oh, my God. Andy said, don't you fucking correct him. You got it. What if he smacked her? How dare you correct him? He's president of this podcast. People ask me when I go to the, when I call up the bank, the 800 number, just because I have a corporation, you know, who can't. She goes, what is your position? And I always feel like it's a little overstated to say president. Like, I'm sitting in my bedroom in my underwear. Yes, this is the president of Todd Glass Incorporated. Did that $43 check clear? Things are.
Cheers.
Oh, I love it. Let's take a break. And we'll be right back right after this. We'll take a break.
From rock to smooth jazz to Christian contemporary, you'll hear it all on WRFC, Radio Felician College.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got it all for you, kids. I heard last week, Rory, I don't want to throw things your way, but last week, we were talking about where should I go here? Hold on. Everything's good. We were talking about and I thought it would be fun for us to try this. Chelsea Peretti was here, and she does the QVC thing where you take a product and you just talk about it.
Oh, yeah,
this is great, and I'll tell you what, and this is a glass case, and it's hand-banged glass, and there's no two that aren't alike. Now, this is very good. You can put the cards in here. Now, it's got a lid on the top, which means this is a beautiful piece. She goes, they call everything pieces. Now, it is a beautiful piece, and it has a lid on it. You can put anything in there. You can put some jewelry in there. You can put some sand in there. I'll tell you what I did. I took them apart, and I took the top and gave it away as a gift, and I used the bottom as a gift. I got two gifts out of one. Now, it is very pretty, and if I move it ever so gently, you can see the glitter on it.
I do actually see the glitter.
By the way, I'm doing Chelsea's bit, but in the name of her, seeing, because I could watch her do it. I'm curious, wonder how long we could do it. You want me to be the, why can't you be the front person? Because that's the harder place.
But let's just keep it switching, because I always love the stupid questions just to lead it into. Yeah.
So this is really nice. In this glass case, you know, you could use it in your living room, in your dining room.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, it's a feminine piece, but yet it's manly.
Yeah.
I mean, you could give it to a guy, give it to a girl, you can give it to someone off going to the college. I know my daughter, she needed a place to put her change because for the laundromat at college. So I gave her this, and she put it right in there. Mm-hmm. And she just loves it, and it's very pretty, and it's very nice.
And they have fun with these cards. You know, you're thinking, you know what, Christmas just happened. You know the cheapest time to actually buy Christmas gifts? It happens to be in January. That's what our research tells us. And if you buy this now, I mean, you're looking at a great Christmas gift that's not just fun for one person, Todd. You've read the cards.
Well, that's another thing, and you're getting ahead of me there. I don't know in this bit if I'm a man. I think I'm a woman in this bit because that's what they all are, so that's why I'm going. So anyway, but it doesn't matter. But it is this. You got a little ahead of me there. These are in the glass case. There are questions, and you pull them out at parties, and you ask a question.
Oh, gosh.
Would you be upset if a Jew moved into your neighborhood? And you know what? It gets everyone talking and thinking and laughing.
You know, and a lot of people, we have heard people sort of complain about the questions. The reality is these questions just stimulate a mature conversation.
They do, and it's good stuff. And you know what? We have a caller, and they're calling in, and they said they bought a lot of them for over the Christmas for, like you just referenced, for Christmas. Right. Caller, go ahead. You're on QVC.
Hi, Shara. I bought several of those boxes.
You did?
Good. The holidays.
For
yes.
You.
Good.
Thank you. And because I took your advice to double up my gift giving.
Yes.
But I found what they could also do is contain smaller gifts, which I then gave to other people inside of those boxes.
It's a great idea. You know? Now, you gave them as Christmas gifts. How many did you buy, if you don't mind me being personal?
I bought 212.
And you're just going to give them away, and your Christmas shopping's done for the next 5 years.
Well, no, I gave them out as two gifts. I gave each person I knew 106 of them. And
shut up!
That is, now, can I ask you? And
why
I
would you give 106?
Well, that's the thing, Todd. These gifts are so fun. They're sort of a trickle-down effect.
They are fun.
They are such a low price that if you were to give one, 106 to just one friend, think how many people that friend could then give that gift to. I mean, I don't want to sound pompous about this piece here, but it's a lot like the Bible. If you've got 10, do you need the other 9? You know,
we do.
Get those out there. Let people have fun with them.
And speaking of the Bible, or if you're Jewish, the thing you read, they don't really do their homework. You know, I use it as a bookend. I put my Bible on the shelf, and I put this thing, because let me tell you something. It looks light, doesn't it?
Let me hear that. It looks light, doesn't it? It looks very light. You're just barely holding it.
Yeah, I'm not even using one finger to hold this.
And I know someone doesn't work out.
So, you know, this is a pretty heavy piece, and let me let you hear this, because this is real. This is called laminoplasty. Listen to this. I mean, that won't break.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh, wow.
Anyway.
And that was on solid concrete. Now, I'm just going to take the piece here, and I'm going to dip it just into this chocolate sauce. If you're watching at home, you can see that. Just dipping the piece into the chocolate sauce. Look at that. I'm just licking the chocolate off of the box. Let's say you don't have a spoon. You don't have a bowl.
What couldn't you lick off of it? Like, you can say anything. This is a beautiful pen. Now, look, I'm dipping into some vanilla ice cream and eating the vanilla ice cream.
That's what's a Cheryl. Do you like fondue?
Oh, I love fondue. But you know the problem is? I feel like I never have anything to put the cheese on.
I know.
This is a permanent... let's maybe pretend we're changing products. Oh, I got nothing. I'm done. I fizzled out. But you know what? We're the bailouts. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back right after this. Our guest is Rory. Our sitting shotgun is Mike Komen. And we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hot Radio.
Hip Geo.
Did you play it? All right. Well, we're back with Rory. Hey, Rory, did you ever hear this college commercial? I played it last week, but everything I do, I play for you again to see what you can do with it. Because some of my guests really fucking put me in a pickle. But not Rory. No. Here's the safe zone I want you to be in, Rory. I get so excited you're here that I think of things I want to throw your way. If you go, I can't do anything. I never want you to be like, oh, shit, this isn't really, you know. So you can always say, nothing, I don't have anything. I'd prefer if you had something, let's not bullshit each other.
Okay, let's not.
But you don't have to have anything. But this commercial, you know what I'm talking about? The college commercial, Chris? Yeah. Burden. Chris Burden just got a cat. Have a hard time saying it. Chris Burden.
Yeah, you said right.
You got a little kitten, didn't you?
Kitten.
What's it? Whose phone is buzzing? Whose is that? I want to know. Admit it. I heard it buzz. Don't try any shit, everybody.
It was mine.
Oh, it's all right. Katie's all right. What if I get really mad unless it was Katie? I go, that's all right. People make mistakes.
I just realized it was mine. It actually is mine.
Then what are you, fucking stupid?
Well, you didn't even get that mad at her. You didn't
She doesn't know. Here's a guy that doesn't. You don't know if it's a con. She does. You think I'm supposed to? I hold you. Katie's like, but you.
Oh.
No.
I didn't
Katie's
know.
Not like that. People like, you know, I get nervous when I read the tweets. They go, Katie sounds really cute. And I go, there's some guy I think, and I don't want to freak you out. He told me, you know what, this is going to freak you out. I won't even tell you.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No. I shouldn't even have brought it up.
No, I want to know.
No, I just feel like it's stupid. I feel like I shouldn't have brought it up.
Is it the thing that you told me about?
Yeah.
Oh,
would that freak her out?
I don't think you should tell her that.
No, that would freak her out, wouldn't it?
Rory,
I feel like it would freak her out.
It's not really not my place to say. It's Todd's show. You know, it's Todd's.
I mean, you could tell her, but I just don't.
I just, I don't think I should be the one. I don't think I should really be the one.
You know what? Let's not. Let's just do something else here. I know there's a lot of people making their plans for the weekend, so let's do this.
And now, here's Katie with the weather for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sound more like a girl.
Well, it's going to get really hot here in L.A. this weekend. It looks like on Friday we're going to see a high of 79 with a low of 48.
Oh, my God.
So if you're going to go out at night, I would suggest bringing a sweater.
Definitely.
Saturday, we're going to see around a good 77 with a few clouds.
So Saturday,
maybe in the late afternoon.
Nice day Saturday.
And then a low of 46 at night.
There you go.
And then Sunday, it's going to cool down a tiny bit to 73 with a low of 45 at night. So again, bring a sweater if you're going to be out at night because it's going to get a bit chilly.
Well, there you go. So everyone's is all prepared. We're back.
That was a hot forecast, and I'm not talking about the temperature.
Should we tell her? I told you what the guy said, right?
No.
The about Katie, the guy who tweeted me.
Yeah,
I read you the tweet.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what? Shame on me. I brought it up again, and it was wrong. You don't need to know.
You know what? If you said it, it put that thing in her head, like, you know, when you're driving and you think someone might be in your back seat.
Right.
They keep, you know.
All right, well, now you're giving it away.
Oh, God.
Seriously. I should just tell her. I think she's fan. You know what? I'm going to tell you because I think you're just now going to have whatever you picture in your head is going to be a lot worse than what it actually is.
Like, you know,
you're
that start- mask? You know that mask from Scream?
Okay. Well,
do you know that mask from Scream?
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. Let's leave it
I feel
right
like
there.
If we don't tell her, and I'm being serious here, I swear to God, I think that we should tell her because I think she, now you mentioned the mask and there's a chainsaw. She's going to...
Well, no, I never said anything about the chainsaw. You're the one who just said that.
Now we have to tell her.
Why is it a chainsaw?
Okay. I don't want you to start I don't want you to start fantasizing and being scared of something where some guy said he drives around your neighborhood with a chainsaw masturbating, and he said he's going to find you. So...
Yeah. And he...
Well, listening to me on this show.
What? Say that again.
Well, listening to me on the show.
Well, listening to you on the show. He said he wants you to be on his podcast. He does it with no microphones.
Yeah.
You know, that's not funny. Nothing's funny. It's not funny. I really do. There's a part of me that goes, is there something funny about that? No.
But can you imagine how horrible it would be if Katie got murdered and then we had to come in on the weekend and edit that out?
Who would edit it?
That I like that. That would be the worst problem. Yeah. Not that we'd miss Katie. Can you imagine the horrificness of somebody?
No, Katie wouldn't even be here to edit it out.
We'd have to rehire.
I'd have to find their laptop.
Oh, I could see Chris the next day.
Hey, Todd. Sad about Katie. Oh, jeez. But you know I edit.
My yawn didn't. That's like the newscasters when they try to put the sad story and then the good story. He thinks the yawn is like
so sorry. Jesus, you just don't get over this.
You know I can.
Hello, Todd. My phone voice is okay. All right.
So there we go. Everything's good. I think so far people are really getting a good show. By the way, this is going to be a double episode tonight. So yeah. Don't get, you know, everything is nice. I feel good. Andy, I know you have to leave, and I don't want you to ever feel like if you just raise your hand when you have to leave. All right, and you're gonna leave your girlfriend behind. Nice shit.
Nice.
What if that offended her? Can I ask you a question? No. You listen to the show, don't you? So you. But what if you? I want you to really answer this question, Andy, and then we'll get back to you, Rory, because I do the other podcast. When you're not talking, you're bored out of your fucking mind, and that's what I'm sort of doing to you. But give me a second here. You don't do that. That hurts my feelings.
Sorry.
No, you do it. If I said that,
sorry, I talk in my sleep.
Well, stay up then.
Oh, okay, sorry.
If that happened, like I just made that over the top ridiculous joke, like, yeah, is your girlfriend gonna be here? Let's say in the car on the way home, she went, you know, I gotta tell you, and I do like him, but I just didn't appreciate that. Am I wrong? Would you? Seriously, because I noticed one thing. All my friends that are happily married or with the girlfriend that they're happy, they really do. I've said this before in the show. It sounds, you know, cliche, but they have the same sense of humor. So that is ungodly important. And would you think twice? Or can you even get into that where you're seriously thinking that of going, I can't marry this girl? You would think about it? Is that the truth? I mean, because it's a fiance, so you're, but you would have known by now, right? But let's say in my scenario, you thought you did know. And then she also goes, and I saw Andy Kindler last night at the Comedy Store. Oh, all he did was complain. Like, would you then go, oh, I'm through, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to happen because she listens to the show, so you know you're in good hands. Huh? All right. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Play this college commercial. This is not a way to attract people that really want to go to a good school. You know. You have it, Chris? It's all right. Everything's fine. You know, sometimes when I'm here in the studio and it takes you a second to find something, I'm being totally serious to George Carlin, I think like, oh my God, so much time is passing. And then when I get home and listen to it, I go, it took him 4 seconds. But let's tighten it up.
Four.
That's 4 long seconds. When you're making the money I'm making. Oh, the cat might call him. Okay, go ahead. Play that commercial.
I'm working for an hourly wage. I went to high school, didn't do great. Still, I gotta make more cash. More education is what I'm looking at. When I get a degree, I will make a bigger salary. So now I've got to see.
I was saying to Anthony Jeselnik, who was here last week, and yeah. excuse me, Anthony Jeselnik and Jonah Ray, you know, we were talking about that song, and I said, who's it going to attract to go to a school like that? It sounds like those would be the things the school you did want to go to
right.
And get your life back in order.
Right.
You know? So I thought maybe, you know, and then I started thinking about motivational speakers that come around the schools and they make motivational speakers. Well, what would it be like if you were a motivational speaker? But you were giving you. Let's say you were happy, and I want you to do this. You live in a $450 a month room.
Okay,
you could get that somewhere. And how much money do you need to make if you have that? You know what I mean? Like you rent a room at someone's house. It's $450 a month, $500, and you're happy there. You beg a little bit. This is how you make your money. You beg a little bit, but you take on little jobs here and there that you get, and then you leave. You just make enough money to live in that place. You have, and you're happy. Like you truly are happy. You always have a warm bed. You always have, but you need to make minimal, and you're happy, and you want to go around preaching that to kids in junior highs and you know elementary schools that you could have this life too. If that's all you want, here's what you need to do that. Could you do that? Like, kids, I'll put some reverb in your voice.
Kids, it's great to be, one, I just want to say it's great to be down here, and I'm glad everyone could make it to Assembly. Boy, I tell you, when I was your age, I kind of wasn't the kid that always made it to Assembly. I kind of stood outside the high school gates, and sure, I sold drugs. You know, I sold drugs to adults, just standing on the other side of the
let me interject real quick.
High school gates.
Oh. Meanwhile, the principal at this point does the obligatory, huh? Like, he doesn't know this is what, where is this going? Okay.
You know, and that's who I was. That's how I made my money, because I lived with my mom and my sister, and we lived in one of those rooms. You know, one of those rooms that's only $450. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's just $450. And that's where I grew up. And I remember thinking, you know, I want to stay here. And it seems like I'm already here doing certain things. Why don't I just keep doing those things my whole life? And when I finally dropped out of high school, I found myself begging on the street. And I found myself begging for only 2 hours, because I'll tell you what, I had a job to go to that night. That's right. I was the I was a parking instructor. I was a parking instructor for golf carts at a retirement home.
Now the kids are starting to perk up a little bit.
And now,
what's Scott talking about?
Oh yeah, you got their attention, because you're not saying you want to be a doctor or a lawyer. You're just giving them motivation that they can, like. So I, you know what? I don't need to be a doctor. I don't need to be a lawyer. But maybe I don't want to be cold at night. I'd like a room. What do I have to do to make the bare minimum and be happy? Because, by the way, if you make $450, whatever you need, let's say you need $800 a month to live like that, you can still go to the beach. You can still go to the mountains. You can still enjoy this world. Don't tell me there's not someone that maybe that's right for, but you might think, well, then you could just do nothing. No, you still need to have a teeny bit of motivation, and that's the motivation you're giving these kids.
And a lot of your parents, you're going to get home and your parents are going, you're going to talk about this today, and your parents are going to say, no, you know, that guy doesn't do anything. But the thing is, I do a little bit. I do a very little bit. And your whole life, people want the most out of you. And you know who they fail to mention? They fail to mention the people who are good at only doing a little bit. You know, you have friends? Do you guys here have friends? Raise your hand if you have friends.
We have friends.
Okay, so everyone here except for that one kid in the wheelchair. Okay, okay. All right, good. So everyone has friends. The point is, if you have too many friends, you're probably not doing a little enough. You only need one, maybe three at the most, friends. And you know who my friends were? Bob. He actually would put 50 cents in during my 2 hours of begging. Carl. He was my assistant at the parking instructing school for golf carts at country clubs. Not the nice ones. I don't need to work at a nice one, you know?
Oh, you don't even at your, you don't need the best.
It was just a driving range. That was actually the only driving range in the northwestern region that also had golf carts.
Our guest is Roy Scovel. He's here with Jordan, and we're having a good time. Mike Komen is my co-host tonight, as we say, riding shotgun. Blake Wexler's here. He's the guy that yells at people, and we'll be right back. You are listening to the Todd Glass Show on the Nerdist Network, and we broadcast live 150 million megawatts a second over digital dubbed amplification and bass powered speakers that'll fucking knock your goddamn socks off.
You're the other speaker who's trying to talk about how it's cool it is to be a DJ, or like a radio DJ.
You kids,
same assembly.
I don't know if I could do it. I always, sometimes when I enter into a bit and I can't do it, I get nervous.
You're just the DJ trying to talk how great it is being a DJ.
And you know, you kids, you could get a... Oh, how about if I'm telling them about the podcast life? You know, you kids, you can have little
mixers like this. You can make sounds like this.
I got this sound. I can do this on my podcast.
These are future assemblies. This is so real. This is 15 years from now.
Hello? Hello? You can do this. I got this one. I got this one. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
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 Shitty career day. What's the shittiest career? Or the, even the people that work at QVC. Hey, kids, if you're out there, you know, here's a little bit of the magic that my partner Cheryl here and I have learned. Oh, here we have a microphone. I'll tell you what's good about this microphone. Comes with a weather protector. No weather can get inside the microphone. And that helps with anyone who... And Mr. Todd Glass, who is just here talking about his podcast, he knows these microphones very well. Cheryl, your son has three of these very microphones, and they're three easy installments, actually, of 1999 right
three
now.
Three easy installments very of 1999, easy. As opposed to 10 difficult installments of 666.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And that's three times that I said exactly right there, and I could have just done them in installments of one and do it over a period of 5 minutes, but I thought, let's go ahead and get out of the way now. So if you do want to pay the entire lump sum right at the top, that's allowed. We allow that. And kids, that's just an example of what it's like to work at QVC. It's a lot of fun.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show on the Nerdist Network. We'll take a break and we'll be right back after this, motherfuckers. That song where they whistle in the beginning of it. Home. Is that what the name of that song was? What's it called? Anyway. All right. So here we go. You know what I forgot to do? Andy, I'm sorry. You have to leave, right?
Yeah. Is that cool?
It absolutely is cool. So, Andrew, do you mind letting Andy out? We could have done that on break, but that's my fault. Yeah. We forgot.
Get out.
Hope you don't mind.
Get out.
You know what? Get him the hell out of here.
Get out.
Yeah, if he wants to leave, get him out.
Why is it taking so long? You said you had to leave.
Go. To go to his show.
Hold on.
Wait,
hold on.
You're cool.
Yes. I got a little insecure right there.
So No. We're fine.
We're gonna fuck her.
Let's go. Come on. Stop the nonsense. I'm gonna bring things down a little.
Well, that took a turn for the blue.
That could be it. That's going to be edited out. You know how I know I didn't edit it out? Because people just heard the whole thing and me saying I was going to edit it out. So you heard it. That is the price you pay. Let me explain something. Everyone settle down in here.
Is it my juggling? All right, I'll calm down.
What are you doing over there?
Juggling. I just said I'm juggling.
Stop juggling.
All right, I'll stop. It's not that big a deal.
Great. You can juggle 15 potatoes.
Oh, I can't juggle 15
You want
potatoes.
Some Benny Hill music?
Yeah, I do. Look at this.
I was joking.
Look at this chair.
Oh, you are good.
I can't.
How do you juggle that chair
there
like
you go.
That?
Look at how I'm doing it. Oh yeah. Is that a unicycle? Hey, throw me that unicycle. Todd, throw me that unicycle. Todd, throw me.
Boom.
All right, you know
I'm not. Hold on.
Nah, you know what? If you can't do sound effects.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on, everybody. Shut the music off. Anybody who laughed at me, come over here and make the sound of a unicycle getting thrown at Rory.
He's right. This is a legit challenge, even though he was very bad at it.
Mikey, who's moving towards the mic? Nobody. So I want a written apology from everybody except Rich from Geo, because he was the only one that looked at me. He had a look of like, no, it's hard to make the sound of a unicycle.
A popping noise at the beginning, that was not
I got nervous. Yeah. Oh, are you fucking great at sound effects?
Do you want to hear a unicycle getting thrown? Do you want to hear the sound of a unicycle getting thrown? I'm doing this with my mouth. This is a unicycle getting thrown.
No, you're dropping a water bottle. You're not going to lie to my audience.
What?
You dropped your water bottle.
Do you want to hear the sound effect of a water bottle getting dropped?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
All right. What's going on over there? All right. So we're back, and I think here's what happened. I'm going to be in the moment. That bit we just did, it was so much fun here. Yeah. But I'm thinking, like, how was it for the audience? And then I think, well, edit that stuff, I'm being serious right now, then you never know. Then you could edit out something that ended up being the most twisted, stupid, funny thing. So here's what I give you on this show. You make me a promise that once in a while, and by the way, I know some people are going to be, Todd, don't over-preface it. No, it's just where I'm at. I get it. But I'm just what I have to do. So if you let me once in a while go out there and maybe it's a dud, then that's why I can give you those things that'll make you want to fucking fall off the treadmill and vomit. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But that's we've got to be a family, and I live for the day that someone's driving in the car and somebody like goes not that wasn't my favorite bit, because that's a kind way to say it, but somebody goes, oh, that fucking blew, and the other person in the car goes, really? That's what you judge them on, one bit at a time? There's not an acceptance for... And they go, pull over! Get out of the car, Grandma! Whatever. You always go to Grandma.
You're not big with grandmas.
By the way, comedically, I'm better than that. Going, get out of the car, Grandma. Like, I get it. Like, oh, Grandma.
Now it feels like you're backtracking twice.
All right. Well, anyway,
you
so let's
are
move
like
on.
The QVC salesperson of your own show. You know what we do here? We talk about things, we have bits, and we're going to talk, and we invent characters, and sometimes we talk about the characters that we just did, and on top of that, I'll stop, and I will analyze what I'm doing right now in just a few seconds when I get to it, but not right now, because I'm going to tell you about some other things that we do, just throw it to fake commercials.
Oh, you could have done that forever. Oh, my God.
That is the greatest description ever.
Well, that's sad in a way.
Yeah, it's very, really sad, really sad. A lot of comments. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people don't like the show. So
we'll take a break. We'll be right back. That's not in the break music. We do all the rehearsal, Chris, just for you to not listen to a thing I say. This is the new one. I'm going to talk to everybody on the crew. I just wish you would listen
to
me.
That person gets results.
Oh, the person
that's good leadership. Like, it's a mind game.
Could you be the president? What if you were the president of the United States with Echo? And... And you were? Would you speak to the world that way if you had that voice? Could you even win?
I just want everyone to be happy.
Hold on. Stop the bit. Can you get him that presidential music? Bum 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 bum. We're gonna do this right.
That was the shittiest of the Kiss ones.
Doodle doodle doot doot doot. Kiss. Hey, did Kelly Ripa get a new a co-host yet?
You're an audition. They're seeing people.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to get in?
No, I don't do good in auditions.
No, I see that tape you brought in. It says real.
No.
Is there some stuff on there?
It's just, don't.
Pop
it
in. Let's hear some of this stuff.
No, it's embarrassing.
Let's hear some of this stuff that you got on your audio reel. Let's see what your hosting reel looks like.
Do we have a VHS player here?
Yeah. Yeah, Katie?
Yeah, we have a VHS player.
Oh, she has one in her backpack. She had one in her backpack.
Oh, wait, she's putting the thing in.
Okay, she just...
Yeah, the VCR.
Just toss that VCR player right up there.
It's all plugged in.
And how are they going to hear it?
What do you mean?
Are you going to do it or am I? No, you're doing it.
You're in the reel?
What would be on my reel, too?
I don't know.
So I send it.
You're going out for the Kelly Ripa hosting job, the co-hosting job, and this is your reel that you've sent?
Hi, this is Todd Glass, and I think I could do a great job on the show, Kelly. People like me. I'm very friendly. I have a podcast with over 50,000 listeners a week. I just had a crazy announcement, so I got a lot of attention coming my way.
Go back to his when he's a high school actor. Because you're real. It's on your reel. Just hit play. Just hit play. Just hit play.
Hi, I'm Todd Glass, and I'm hosting this year's pageant. So if you want to be in the pageant this year, you got to sign up at the in the office nurse's room. I'm Todd Glass, and I'm in high school. Beep.
I put that on my reel?
Yeah, why did you put that on your reel?
So in high school, I made a public announcement over the school PA system, right, yeah. And I put that on the reel.
That's how my new year reel is. You have like the littlest shit you've done.
Yeah, anything at all. It's me even leaving messages on somebody's answering machine from 1982 when they had answering machines.
Oh, we have one right here. Beep.
Mom, it's Todd. I'll be home a little late for dinner. I hope that's okay. I slept at my friend's house. Lisa. Bye.
What do you think of the new messages that Todd is hosting?
Oh, wait, say that again.
Well, I'm just very impressed. My son Todd is hosting messages on her machine.
He's doing very well.
I love that you're going to be late for dinner because you slept over at your friend's house. Like what, just right after school for 2 hours? Sorry, at 3 o'clock I went and slept till 5 o'clock. I won't be home till 5:30.
Sickness.
You do think it's funny to make
sleep at my friend's house.
That's right. Everything's a joke, isn't it? No, I'm sorry. You guys are, I guess you're bonding?
Yeah.
I like getting along.
You know what I learned a long time ago? Obviously, I'm kidding now. You know when you have two friends? Like, if I know you and I go back and meet all your friends, the only thing we have in common is you, so they tend to end up just making fun of you. Because that's all they have in common. A friend of mine said, what you do, am I making that clear?
Yeah,
do you understand?
Yeah.
So what you do, so let's say, you know, you meet someone, you're meeting all their friends, and I don't know anything about all your friends, especially when you're younger, this happens. You know, if you have a friend from college, you bring him to your hometown, he's meeting all your friends from high school. The only thing they have in common to make fun of, like I said, is you. And that's all they do. So my friend said this once, and it totally takes the wind out of people keep doing it. He goes, listen, I understand. My friend actually said this. He was probably, I don't know, maybe 21 when he said this. He goes, hey, listen, you're all making fun of me. I get it. You have nothing in common, all of you. The only thing you have in common is me. So you're trying to just fill in the void of all your conversation. He goes, and that's okay. You can do it. And then you don't want to do it because you're like, ooh, it's amplifying. That's true. We have nothing to fucking talk about except make fun of our friend Dan.
Then nobody talks to that guy, that friend that's in town to visit. Then no one talks to him. That's their only bond. Yeah, was making fun of the other friend.
I like that he did that, though.
Have two friends, like mutual friends that didn't know each other, and then you introduced them, and they became better friends with each other than they were with you?
No, because I make sure of it by being so fucking interesting that nobody could ever replace me. And I recommend people do the same thing.
Why did you put that on your reel? How to keep friends?
No, but Mike, I've had that happen. I'm only going to be silly if then I can be serious. And that's what they call that, silly, for our new listeners. Yes, I've had that happen. And man, it'll make you so jealous. Two friends, they meet and then they like each other. You call through me. You call me first. You don't call direct to my friend. You call me. And then I call my friend. I don't like people to grab numbers, though. There's an insecurity to that, which you would have to work on. It's just two friends. You should be glad they're hanging out. You know, and as you get older, you're happy. Yeah. But when you're younger, you go, hey, they're hanging out. But I don't like people to switch numbers. You ever have that happen? I don't like when someone comes to the house and then there's a party and they're getting everyone's number. All right. Don't pull back a little. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah.
And if you're willing to vote for me for president, I will make it illegal for friends to grab numbers from other friends. Please, does everybody stop grabbing numbers? If you vote for me in 2012, I promise no one will have a number ever again. 2012, no numbers. Thank you. Please vote for me. Please.
You ran for
high school president in 2012?
Yeah. How old do you think I am?
I thought you were well in your 40s.
No.
19
no.
years
how old do I look? Guys, we're going to go around the room, and I don't want you to lie. How old do you think I am, bro?
I'm not even joking, and I don't know how many pictures there are. Seriously?
How old do I look?
17. 17. I'm
are
not
you
joking.
Serious?
I'm not joking. Final
answer.
Getting
a little jingle heavy.
That's honestly a little ridiculous.
Final answer. 70.
How old do you think I look?
I don't want to offend you if I'm wrong, but I would say like 22.
You swear to God?
Yeah.
Well, the show, we say swear to God.
That. Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought 21? You guys. How old do you think I was, Chris? 26, 27. Katie?
8 months.
He was just going to say that. What if somebody was so wanting to be like the best 8 months old? There's no fucking way you thought
not
I was 8 months old.
Yet.
And then later you call her. You call her like on the phone. You can hold your nose or whatever. It doesn't work there. And call her and just call her for her bullshit. 8 months, you ass kisser. Like,
ring, 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 ring. Katie.
That's the worst ringing.
Katie, hey, sorry. I was just practicing saying ring a lot. I didn't hear that you answered. Hey, look, I had a lot of fun tonight on the podcast. That was fun, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just throw some stuff at you. I took some notes. Is that weird if I took notes? Did the other people take notes? Did a lot of people call you about notes?
No one else has ever taken
notes. Okay, well, let me just get into it. You know, let me just dive right into it. I got a couple notes here, and it's kind of a long list.
I'm the guy that was told to make the note sound paper, but I did it way too long.
Right. So let me just I'm just unraveling. I've just almost got
By the way, while I'm doing this, six producers are staring at me to get me to stop. Yeah, I don't fucking listen.
Sort of did some origami. So let me just get it unfolded. It was a unicorn. I had written it down, and then I just, on the drive home, I got bored. You know they say don't text and drive? They say don't text and drive. I do origami and drive. No one gets upset about that.
Seems safe.
Yeah, no, so let me just, I'm kind of peeling the legs back now of the unicorn and kind of getting it straightened out, because I did have it kind of, Oh, gosh. The thing is, I actually keep it in one of those cases my mom got it for me for Christmas.
You're calling her back.
QVC?
You're calling her, and you're yelling at her for the saying I was 8 months old. Let's go back to
all
that.
Right.
I direct you.
Right, and action.
Okay. Action. Okay.
All right. So I've got my list out now. You remember tonight when we were doing the joke, Todd was like, hey, everybody, how old am I? You know, he always does that.
Yeah.
You know how he does that? He does that a lot. Have you ever noticed he does that a lot? I think
he does that every
I think
show.
There's a certain insecurity there. He does that quite a bit. Anyways.
Rory, it's Todd.
Oh, are you on the other... Hey, Todd.
Yeah, no, Katie put me on the three-way call. She said you were calling her and making, like, doing jokes about me, so she put me on
Yeah.
What the fuck? You have a problem with my podcast?
Oh, no, no, I was just doing some jokes.
Mike Coleman's on the line, too. Mike?
Hey, Rory.
Oh, hey,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you were saying shit about him, too. What
are
the
you
fuck?
Guys all at Katie's? What's going on?
No, you ever hear of it? She put us on... I just said she put us on a four-way call. That means if we were all here, she wouldn't have to do that.
Oh, so no one's at... You guys aren't at Katie's place?
No, we're... There's a piece of machinery she has,
okay.
And that she makes it. It's a four-way call. She calls me, and she puts me on the phone, and then
okay.
She puts Mike
here's
on
what
the phone.
Here's what I understand. I called Katie, and now you guys are on the phone. I can only assume you're on like a landline at her house.
We're
is
not,
that what's happening? You're on a landline at her house?
Can you just shut up? I thought you were talking about me.
I was.
So Katie has a piece of, not a piece of machinery, just something.
A phone.
In
her house, and you're on it.
No.
That's what the machine is.
Can you shut up?
Go ahead. I'm writing this down, though. I'm adding this.
So she called me. Do you understand? I'm trying to explain this to you. And then she called Mike. It's called, you put a three-way call. She made a four-way call because she's calling from her work. And she has when they have big corporate meetings, they have to get sometimes 15 people. So she has us all on the line so we can hear the shit you're saying about us.
Are you guys looking at each other as he says this and laughing? This better be a prank, Todd.
Oh, my God. Are you a fucking idiot?
Todd, we're this better be a prank.
We're not in the same room.
You're in the same house.
See, here's when I stop a bit to help people. Who would fucking go on this long explaining what a three-way call is? I mean, you got to be talking. Oh, hold on.
You got to be talking.
But you're that angry. You're
but,
that
yeah, but I'm angry. Let me tell you, I'm angry and I want to get to it. But you want to desperately, you do not fucking understand this three-way call thing.
Yeah.
Listen, you fucking idiot.
I am listening, obviously.
Can you help explain to him what's going on? Because he thinks we're looking
at fine.
We're not in the same fucking room.
I was the last person who got called, so I actually don't know exactly what's going on. I'm home. At my house. Todd's at his house. Katie's at her house. And I assume you're at your fucking house.
I'm
not
phone,
at my house.
By the way, your phone sounds better than
mine. Oh, how
phone.
Do you know?
No,
you're looking
mine's
at
crystal
it?
Clear.
Are you looking at his phone?
No, I can hear it.
Oh, you like the design of it? How would you know unless you were looking at it?
Explain to
him. It's probably not even his house. It's Katie's house, and it's a phone in one of her third guest bedrooms.
George Carlin, turn his mic off. Can you explain to him? Can you explain to him what's going on? Because it's driving me up the fucking wall.
Okay, I'm talking on a really good phone. Todd's talking on an old-time phone that has a sound effect on it.
No.
And you're talking to a phone with your fingers on your nose.
What are you doing?
No.
I want to talk to you.
No.
I know what this trick is.
No.
I'm not lying.
No. Oh,
I know what you're doing.
Sorry. I'm driving my car, and there was one of those guys that wanted to clean my windshield.
was at a red light.
No, stop it!
You're listening to
I'm not paying!
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Our guest is Rory Scovel. We'll be back after this, what the fuckers.
And now, here's the lovable Norm MacDonald for Audible.com.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well informed.
Norm, have you heard of Audible?
On your reading.
Yes, they should monetize.
They're good, right?
Yeah, Audible.com.
We never put up a clock. We did? How come if I can't see it, how's it helping me? This is the new tone I'm going to have.
What are you guys all in the same room? What are you guys all in the same room talking about this?
No.
I'm hanging up. Katie, one thing I'd like to say, nobody's 8 months old and runs a fucking podcast. You went too far. You went way too fucking far.
I can hear you.
I said 17, and I thought, you know, that's kind of funny, low-ish. And Mike goes, what are you, Mike?
Hold
you go 22? Yeah. 22? Chris throws out 26?
Excuse me.
Katie, you go 8 months? 8 months? How is that possible? 8 months?
I thought he was really 8 months.
Pull your mouth away from the phone.
No!
Rory,
no!
Rory, pull your mouth away.
No! No, 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 no!
Rory, stop doing
that. Fucking no!
Rory, stop it.
Said no! Rory, no! Sorry, it was another one of those guys. They're at every red light. They're at every red light.
It's funny every time. Can you imagine? That could be a good AT&T commercial.
You know,
the wife's calls on the phone, like in the car?
Yeah.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I'm so... I don't know how that works.
Keep going.
I was
going
to say, are you...
I'm just so happy that you got engaged to me, and
No!
I hope you're as happy as me.
No!
What?
No!
Oh, my God.
Don't do that. Not do that.
Get married?
You fuck.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you.
But you don't want to get married.
No.
Like
no.
You proposed to me.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I want to kill myself.
No, I did not say do that. I did not say do that. God damn it. Sorry, babe. Sorry. Just one of those guys is trying to clean my windshield. I'm in a red light. They're all over the whole fucking city. Anyways, we seen Snooky Pookies. I love you so much. Snooky Pookies. Hello? Sweetie, you there? Sweetie, all right, well, call me back.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, jam-packed comedy coming at you. It's like if you took 50 pounds of comedy and shoved it in a plastic bag that only held the less amount. It's like if you had 50 pounds of comedy.
Cut. Just read the script. Todd brought you in to read the script and do a little promo for him. Can you just read what's on the thing?
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back.
We're caught in a trap. I love this song. You know what it reminds me of? I can't walk out. Reminds me of, I'm not even joking around, like a guy is caught in a trap and he can't walk out. Because he loves her. I feel like because he loves her too much, baby.
Like, what is the trap, though?
I don't know. I feel like, what?
Is it the relationship?
Well, I feel like it's Mike. You know this song. You were telling me. Mike's very in-depth. He can explain this song to him because you know a lot about Elvis.
It's a real story about his life. When he was working in Las Vegas in like 1958, he got caught in a trap in the desert. Somebody dug a hole and put a little blanket over it.
Yeah.
And he fell in, and he fell in love with a woman at the bottom of the hole.
Oh, it's a true story. Fade that music out.
I never knew that.
Mike, thank you. You're here with us. We're having a good time. We got a lot of people here, and I want to take a breath. And I want to just recap.
Yeah.
You seem like you're having a good time. I could use a cold beer, but I don't usually drink beer.
Do you want one?
Hey, I watched one of those home shows last night, and they weren't... Oh, thank you. Do me a favor, and I don't mean to be... Oh, I feel like I'm going to seem like an alcoholic. Can you pour me 12 of those? Oh, thank you. Let me put that over here. Just give me one, two. Okay, just want to line them up. Three. Okay, four. Come on, it's not funny. I like to drink. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's six. Oh, seven.
Do you want to wait till you finish one before he pours you more?
Hold on, stop pouring the beer. Oh, I don't know, Mike. Do you want to suck the living fun out of my life? I like to have 13 beers and do a podcast.
I'm really sorry. I honestly thought if you finished one, they'd all be fresh.
I mean, it is a bit much.
You know, maybe you're right. I'll just pour them all out onto the floor. All right, 20 minutes later. All right, so here's what we did. We had fun things. We did the All right, that's good. That is good.
Well, just stop pouring them out.
I watched one of those home...
How are you able to do this at the same time? You made fun of me for juggling. You're doing a podcast while emptying out this much beer.
That's good.
That's incredible.
Can I tell you what I used to do when I was younger to make my
friends... Oh, my God. I honestly can't multitask. I'm really impressed by this. Tell me.
You know
tell
what?
Me the thing.
If you hear something enough times, it stops sounding like what it is.
Oh, what could you make this sound
to
like?
To me, it's like if a pair of like those chattering teeth were going the speed of light.
Yes. I'm picturing a guy.
Keep playing it. I want to hear what it reminds me of.
A guy with diarrhea shitting on a hot rock. A hot rock, though.
Oh, really like he's. It's like Prince if he was singing, and right after he said kiss, he ran out back to shit on a hot rock.
Yeah.
But do those two together. This is how we do things on this show. It's brilliant. We build bits.
Oh, God, I got to get to the... Oh, too late.
By the way, this is funny because we're ad-libbing it. If this was planned out sketches, I would not see us... I would not go see us perform. There's a silliness to this that is... If it was done... If I went to see this at the Acme, I would fucking punch them all before I walked out on this shit.
Well, Rory's sitting in front of a card that says Hot Rock.
Oh, it's so planned out. They have no idea.
Get talking points.
Okay, listen. I watched one of those home shows last night, and they said they might not get it finished because they're running out of time, and I didn't get to see the rest of it, so I hope they got it finished. is that working for anybody? Why are they all fucking holding on to that? Isn't there one goddamn show, and it really does, that goes, it doesn't work anymore. People know we're going to fucking finish it. I can only picture a meeting where they said, listen, if we're going to use that to hold people as bait, once a fucking year, we have to not finish it. Because everybody knows that we finish it. No moron is sitting home. And at one point, it's insulting to the audience indirectly. Who is sitting... Oh, my God. I hope they... It's a commercial, Glenn. Like, this the wife and his husband comes back in the...
Hey, come on down to Tom's Toyotas. We got great deals for you, folks. Fun deals.
I'm coming back in the living room. We're watching
Dad,
the
stop
show.
Pretending you're doing commercials.
God, I've seen him enough.
Hold on. We're watching a commercial. Oh, you were doing the commercial.
Yeah, I'd love to watch
the
commercial.
But then I can't talk to you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so with the commercials just fake.
Commercial's over. Right.
I'm watching the home show, and it's on commercial, but looks like they're not going to finish it.
What?
No, they said they're running out of time.
Oh,
and
God. Hold on. Let me finish this email. It's just to the company. I told them I'm done.
So everybody's finishing it. So stop doing that. It's finished. Everyone knows you're going to finish it. You're going to finish the landscaping. You're going to finish Garage Mahal. You're going to... Every fucking thing you're doing. No, they never went at the end of the show, 2 minutes left. Oh, we didn't get it finished. We'll see you next week on Pimp My Garage.
How great it would be on one of the cooking shows if it really was. And we don't know if they're going to finish, but one guy contestant didn't actually cook anything. It's just raw meat.
He really didn't finish it.
It's like 30 seconds left.
Oh, yeah. He's not even near close. He's like, I didn't even decide what to make yet. Yeah. That's a guy that should have not gotten on that show. Like, they go, okay, they're going, well, okay, one
That'd
is.
It'd be a more fun show. People that literally know nothing about
cooking.
Well,
he's like, the one guy's like, okay, we got 3 minutes left. I still got to put the glaze on the chicken. Once it's done, fermenting or whatever, blah. Then and then they go to the other person, and then the third guy's like, I don't even know what to make. This is hard. Like, well, you're not going to win.
You got a minute left.
All right, so there's those home shows.
But serves raw meat just to the judges at the end.
And they have to eat it.
And they're like,
oh, they have to eat it. It's called steak raw.
By the way, you're off the show.
By the way, those shows, the home shows, the cooking shows, I thought about something. And I don't even like to cook. I admire people that like to cook. Does that make sense? Like, yep. I see, like, my friend Gina, who's a really good cook, and when I have parties, sometimes she'll come over. She just really enjoys being in the kitchen. I totally get that. The reason I say that, I never want to be the guy that complains that anything he doesn't want to do, he can't appreciate. What's everyone cooking for? Wait, people got to cook. Right? People want to cook. You know? leave them alone. So I get it. I can understand. But I don't want to cook. I can't fucking do it.
Yeah.
I feel like too much is going on while I have to sit in there and chopping. If I have to chop an onion, I go out of my goddamn mind because it takes so long, and then you got to chop it and finish chopping it and cut it. I'd rather buy a bag of chopped onions.
And that's just one of our testimonials that we're hearing with this product. People say, I don't want to chop tomatoes. I don't want to chop onions. You don't have to anymore. Now you can buy pre-chopped
vegetables. It's
and
out
I
there,
love
Cheryl.
It. I
it's
love
out
it.
There.
And, you know, we got a bag of onions over here. You can put it in a beef stew. Some
yeah.
people put it in a salad.
Put it in a chili.
You put it in a chili. Now, I like to make the Mexican spicy chili, and I put it in there, and it's great, but it's good for plain chili, too.
Remember, Cheryl, remember the time that you were cutting onions? I said, you're crying up a storm in there. You need to go ahead and buy chopped onions.
Well, I feel
you
stupid.
Said, no,
don't
I
tell him.
Out, I found out Dave's cheating on me. You know what I mean? We went in a whole other place. And we would have never found that ground without, you know, chopped onions. Would have kept us from maybe getting to know each other too much. And that, how well do you want to know your friends?
And I'll tell you what, right now, if you get the bag of onions, it's great for a lot of stuff. And we have a caller who bought a bag of onions.
Oh, goody.
Cheryl. I've called earlier about the boxes. You might recognize my voice.
Yeah, and by the way, oh, go ahead. Good, I'm sorry.
Oh, anyway, I just wanted to say that I bought the bag of onions. I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, geez. Cheryl, that's your ex-husband.
I'm lost.
Oh, that's your ex-husband.
I'm totally
calling
lost.
In.
Okay, Cheryl, I'm going to cut this shit. I didn't buy any onions. I'm with Dave.
With Dave who?
That's your ex.
With Dave, wife. Your ex-husband.
That's your ex-wife's husband.
You're calling me on the air?
Mother.
This is
wait,
the
am I a guy
number.
Or a girl?
I don't know anymore.
Oh, my God. People are... We're losing listeners.
Look at the clock.
Oh, my God. Chris Hardwick's on the phone.
Okay, guys. It's listener roundup. We got 15 seconds to get some listeners.
Get some listeners. If you're out there listening right now, call some friends. Say, listen.
We need the people to listen to the show. I'll tell you what. We got a great show. We need you to listen to it.
This Saturday, we're doing a listen-a-thon down
that's
at the parking
right.
lot, down at the old Toyota truck-a-thon.
Right, fade it out. I want to do this in real time. Everybody, take a deep breath. The FBI called me today.
Are you serious? What?
Yes, I'm not even joking around. Well, go ahead, Mike. What was your question?
Well, I was going to ask you, this is a serious question.
My sister-in-law's listening right now going, come on. He's got to be on coke.
I think your sister-in-law will like this because it's boring. But my question is, so I know there's cooking shows that aren't competitions.
Oh. Go ahead.
But are there home improvement shows that they don't have like a time limit on it? Because to me, like the time limit implies that what you're doing is actually boring to watch. You had to create this artificial thing.
Well, it's a good question. And then make sure we talk about why cooking shows shouldn't be competitions. I didn't get there. But
right.
remember what I said. I went right. a little off track. I want to talk about why cooking shows should not be competitions, why it's disrespectful to the art of cooking. But yeah, that most of them do have a timeline. Most of them. The reason I have to say most of them is because if 99% of them do, and I'm not talking about the whole audience. Let's say 99% of the people that listen to the show don't care about a little technicality. They don't let that get in the way of the joke. They're like, it doesn't matter. It's nothing to do with the joke. If I said all of them, there'd be one person going, not, you know, basement builders.
Do you think that person has found this podcast?
Well, I miss...
Yeah, basement
I tweet
your idea of the audience?
No, I said... I said 99% great. Well, maybe I'm taking the tweeting audience and moving it over to here. Sometimes I misspell a word when I tweet. And the influx of people correcting me is like, really, you're going to get that I did your instead of your?
They're
like
fixing
this
country.
Y-O-U-R or Y-O.
They're fixing this country, yeah. Todd. Those people are fixing this country.
One spelling error at a time.
Yes.
Cooking shows. I don't think it should be a competition because, and I don't even like cooking, but I respect, you could say, I wouldn't want to say this about cooking if I cook because it would look self-fulfilling, but cooking is an art. It's an art. I mean, when you're a good cook, it's an art. I mean, you're like, no shit, of course. So why would you take anything that's an art and rush it? Hey, let's do paintings in a hurry. You know, hey, everybody, we're going to do stand-up comedy, but do it quicker so you can have great comedic pauses. Let's get through it real quick. Everyone's going to do comedy. You're going to do a whole act in only 3 minutes. Well, why are you rushing to cook? You know what? I have an idea. How about if I give you extra time and you make it deliciouser?
I want to stop you right there, and I want to say, first off, this is one of the best pitch meetings we have ever had. Go ahead. Continue.
All of a sudden, it makes me a maniac. So, because I'm telling them all their cooking shows suck.
Yeah, right.
All your shows suck.
Yes.
I'm going to do a show where we go, would you like to make your version of mashed potatoes?
Oh,
3 weeks.
Oh,
because then I get better mashed potatoes.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How much money can we not pay you? Because we'll pay the opposite of that amount right now. I want this. I like what you're throwing at me. Okay?
Well, this is my manager.
Okay. Hi.
And
Barry.
Your manager's a chef. Okay. Hi. Yeah. Oh, you're literally, he's your manager. You work at a restaurant.
Yeah. No, he's my
he's both. Literally...
It's both.
He's your supervisor at work.
It's both. We have a company together.
Okay, I'm going to just get...
Where do you work? The Food Channel?
Well, I mean, you're coming in to pitch to me. Yeah, it's the Food Channel. You saw it on the fucking door, pal. All right, look, you're going to come in here and tell me my TV shows are shit, and you don't even know where you are right now?
Why would you rush? I know. I don't
you're
know.
You're the Food Network, bro. We get food, obviously. We're a network.
You don't know. You think because you got hit shows, you're the best thing to food?
Can I stop you right there?
No.
Can I stop you right there?
Let him talk.
Manager,
stop it, Jerry, Barry, whatever your name is.
I just want to let you talk.
No, you can't stop me here either. No, you can't stop me. Don't try to stop me anywhere. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I liked when you were stopping me.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what I like about you. You grow balls when people are trying to stop you from growing balls, and that's what makes you a fucking man. Here's what I want. I want your cooking show, and I want it on my network, the Food Network.
Are you shitting me?
Why would I shit you?
You can take my show and shove it up your ass. That's
okay.
A guy really self-destructive. That's a really destructive.
But
he wants to buy the show. You can take my show and shove it up your ass. I wouldn't sell it to you because I don't want I have a food show where they don't rush to cook the food. Your cooking show, Cupcake Wars, and all your crap. What are you hurrying people? Hey, by the way, I'll give you a massage for free. She's great. She does an hour massage in 3 minutes. She hurries it.
Did you ever think about this? Did you ever think maybe that we, as showmakers, didn't want to spend that much time with those fucking chefs? They're assholes. So we sped it up. I don't want to spend 3 hours filming you. Can you do it in 20 minutes? Great. That gives us 2 extra minutes for commercials. Advertising, Todd. That's how we make our money.
What
right?
other shows do you have?
Okay. Well, you already said Cupcake Wars.
On the back
we
burner.
We have Cupcake Battles. We have Who Can Make the Best Cupcake. We have Cupcake, Cupcake, Cupcake. We have Cupcake, etc. We have Almost Cakes. We have Little Cakes in a Big World. Which is one of our best shows right now. And it's who can be the littlest, the fastest, in the biggest world, the longest. And then we also...
How many shows do you have on Cupcakes?
Okay, so you don't even know about my fucking network? Excuse me while I throw this unicycle against the fucking wall. Because you should fucking know by now what shows we have on our fucking network, okay? You're coming in here, you don't even know...
You have too many shows about cupcakes. It's fucking bullshit.
I love that about you.
No, I took this.
I was testing you. I love it that you have balls like that. You come back at me.
By the way.
I want your product.
By the way, that scene like in Liar, Liar, Liar where the guy gets to yell, but the guy, it never happens in real life. You go into a network, really yell at me about like, we have a pitch meeting. I don't seem to get your show. This never happens. Yeah. You go, so, you know, be at the tail end of your show and I'll tell you that, you know, the last 10 seconds. And
I'm pitching the show?
Yeah, then you flip out on me, but then I like it.
You pitch the show
to me. I don't like it. Then you start yelling at me, but then I like it. This never happens. Like you were just doing.
He's a cop and then he finds out that his partner's dead.
Right now, we have a lot of cop shows on our back burner, and by the way, which, you know, it seems like an all right idea, but yeah.
This one is the cop is dead, the partner's dead, in this one.
We're not really looking for cop shows right now.
Okay, well, in this one, the partner's not alive anymore, so it's really not a cop story, it's more of a relationship, hey, I have to live without someone now story.
It's based on a cop.
It's right there! I just said it! It's not a cop show. It's a guy with a gun who happens to be a cop who's trying to cope with the loss of his partner who just also happened to be a cop. You want to fucking change it? Chefs! It can be chefs, you fucking piece of shit! Change it, I bet that's what you want. You want a fucking chef show, you piece of shit, you fuck, you fucking shit, your fucking Jew nose. That's what you're poking at me, you piece of shit.
Hold on, sit down.
I will fight you right now.
I like a guy with gumption. You just sold the show.
That's the name of the show. Gumptions. Gumptiousions.
Listen, everybody. Mike, are you all right over there?
I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, you're so...
and just if there's any industry listening, like the Jew knows thing, Todd, you know, if there's any agents or like anybody that's casting or works, you know, if you're a higher up, you know.
If you're
not a higher up, I don't care that it offended you. If you are a higher up, I didn't want to say that. Todd, like, wrote it down.
Do you want to do a little piece? Because I know there are agents and managers that listen to the show.
Is that all right?
I don't mind if you want to do a little. I'll feed you a line and you could just, you know, improvise to show your acting.
Okay. Wait, you want me to do some, like, stand-up or you just want me to, like, acting?
Would you do stand-up for everybody?
I'll treat it like dialogue in a scene and this will be my audition.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay, yeah.
I just feel like you treat me with disrespect, and I'm 55 years old, and I had to go back into the workforce, and I don't like being demeaned by you every week, and it's starting to bother me, and I just thought I'd bring you in your office, and I'd talk to you about it.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So it's my problem that you had to go back to the workforce. You're the ones who have all the money in the world, all right? You don't have to go to a fucking workforce, okay?
Who do you mean we're all?
Oh, I'm just getting into a scene. I want to hire industry people to kind of see, you know, where I'm at as an actor.
I'm lost again. I'm afraid I'm going to annoy people so bad.
Oh, okay. So you're going to annoy people? Oh, okay. Oh, like, okay, so the Nazis were annoying. Yeah, okay, how about you quit crying, all right? How about that? Jesus Christ. You know, this is just some of the stuff I can bring to the table. If you're a casting director, I can bring that kind of energy, you know what I mean? I can bring that. Like, you, where are your fucking papers? That kind of stuff.
Well, that's very good, and we're glad
Thanks.
You stopped by today, and you seem great. And if the part's right for you, we'll give you a call.
I would love to do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'd love
fun.
To
you
do
seem,
it.
You're full of life, and we love it.
Okay, well, shalom. You know, I don't know what they say. I don't know what...
I'm not Jewish. What are you talking about?
I don't even, you know, whatever. Hanukkah.
Rory, I got to stop you. The FBI called me. This is, by the way, to George Carlin.
Okay.
I got a pre-recorded message. This is such scare tactics, I can't believe they use it. I can't believe any other company would get to call you and try to scare you like this. But this, I say to George Carlin, I'm glad I have the safe word. This is the message that they got left on my voicemail today on my phone.
Hello. The FBI reports there is a home break-in every 15 seconds. Your local police recommend you protect your home.
Oh, hold on, stop
it.
Who's going, oh, the local police recommend it, then it's got to be right. This is like official information. Go ahead.
To place a small sign in your yard, we will install a new security system at absolutely no cost to you whatsoever. There is no cost for the system or the installation whatsoever. To hear more, press 1 now. To be placed on our do not call list, press 9.
Now, what do they do if you press 1? Is it more scary stuff to get you to want to install?
Wait, what was the one option that you're interested?
Call 1 to find out more. I think it's just scarier stuff.
What more do you find out?
Should I call?
Yeah, call right now.
Should we really call?
Oh, we should absolutely call.
All right, can you hand me the phone? hold on.
Hey, why is Katie handing you the phone?
We use the old school phone.
Oh, hold okay.
On. Hold
it's
on.
It's weird that you own a lot of phones.
It's all right.
Boop, all right. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. It's an adorable phone.
You've reached the Pro Alarm system. Press 1 for more information on the Pro Alarm.
Hi, you've just pressed 1 for Pro Alarm. That's a great decision. We're excited you made it. You had other options. You could have gone 2, but you didn't even wait to find out what 2 was, because you're a person who knows what you want. You want security. And that's what we provide here at Security Systems America. For just $29, you can have the ultimate doorbell, one that shoots out a tiny little spike if it sings like someone in a mask is about to ring your doorbell. The spike will shoot right out of the doorbell, and it will puncture their skin, rendering them defenseless.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking that 2 would be like a woman screaming in horror. Like, y'all, we better get an alarm system.
You know, like,
you know, like, people don't press, hit 1.
People don't put on masks and then ring your doorbell.
Wow. Yeah, that's old school. Well, that's old school.
I grew up in a really rich neighborhood.
Because that's the way. Because the real pros are real in the poor neighborhoods. You know, they don't just. It's just regular people. But in the rich neighborhoods, you get the old, really professional. Yeah. You know, they wear the masks and they're old school, right?
Home Alone. Yeah, exactly. He showed up as a cop first.
How about that? The FBI. And you know what? I love it when they go, "We'll install the system if we can just put a small sign in your yard."
Yeah.
My neighbor got it. It's a billboard, like they put it on your roof of your house, small little sign. No, but I love that, because you know when they go, we'll put a small sign in your yard, then we'll install it and play it again, there's no cost, they said. You know they're not doing it for free.
Yeah,
like, but you know there's somebody that, like, a half intelligent person goes, they're making their money somewhere. I'm not going to call because right now I don't even have $20. Is there someone going, I'd like free security? And then when they come over,
The robbers are getting the same call. If they see a Pro Alarm sign, they know it's fake.
Well, no, it's not fake. If you'll let them put a tiny, you know what? It's an old trick. It's like saying, "We'll give you a special deal if you let us put a sign in your yard." That's like on the infomercials.
So if you advertise that they're doing it, then they'll give you an alarm system.
Yeah, they used to do that on the infomercials. They go, Ron Popeil used to go, "If you promise to tell 10 people, we'll give it to you." Now, first of all, really, if you promise, like, they're going to call you in a month, you know, and go,
Hey, how you doing? This is Ron Popeil. How you doing? Is this Gladys?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, you got the food dehydrator, I noticed. You got it in the mail. Everything good with it?
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. It was really great. And I'm really good.
Yeah, did you tell 10 friends? Yeah, because you got $20 off.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, which 10 did you tell?
Do you know Becky?
Oh, let's get her on the phone. I'd like to know what you told her about it.
Well, that's impossible. You probably only have one phone.
No, I have a three-way. Give me your number and we'll call her.
Is someone saying my name?
Oh, hey, I got her on the line. Becky, how you doing?
Becky, why are you at that man's house calling me?
No, we're not. We're in a two-way call. I have her. I have a machine that I can call people.
What?
I'm friends with Katie Levine. Sometimes my phone lights up.
I don't get...
Hold it. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Did you give her a better deal?
She's not here. You told me that you were going to tell 10 people. You said you were going to tell her. I got her on the line. I have a thing that can do three-way calls. She's not here.
I'll buy it. I love this item. This is great. I'll take it. The call machine.
Aren't you going to keep doing the thing where get confused over what a three-way call is?
I want to buy it. It sounds amazing. I think you're making it up. This sounds like one of those scams.
No, this is
Becky, why would you help someone scam me? I'm your friend.
No, listen. You told me.
Becky, you're married. Wait, you shouldn't be in that man's home.
Okay, you can't be.
You're married.
You can't be that much of a fucking idiot.
Becky,
don't call
Becky a fucking idiot. She's my friend.
You seriously have a mental illness. Listen.
Who is this?
Here's your problem. You don't. It's Ron Popeil.
Okay, Ron.
Don't say my name like Ron. I made a lot of money doing this.
Oh, okay, Ron.
Okay, stop saying my name.
Ron.
Stop saying my name in a throwaway manner.
Okay, I won't anymore, Ron. I'm saying it like a normal person.
No, you're not. You're writing me off.
Okay, you say my name. You say my name that way. Go on, Teresa. Call me Teresa.
Do it like I think you're doing it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, you're right. When you're right, you're right. Teresa.
Okay, first off, let me just be complimentary. That was a really great impression of me, Ron.
All right, I don't know what you can do, but I can't do it as mean as you do it, and I wish you would stop it.
Okay, I'll stop it then, Ron.
Oh, Teresa.
Ron.
Teresa.
Ron. Yay.
Mike, you don't want to join in?
I'm being Becky. She would be listening to
this. Right, I'm sorry. All right, we're the bailouts.
Let's get back.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Take a deep breath. Pull over.
We're going to those cards in
a
minute.
Pull over for
a second.
Hold
on. So the FBI... I want to do street performing. We talked about it last week. Do you think I would make a lot of money? I'm not even joking around. I want your honest opinion. Everyone
location,
in on this?
Location, location. That's the first rule in economics.
With street performing?
Yeah.
Like, what would be the mistake a street performer would make? Where would he go?
On the street.
In a neighborhood, like in Orange County, in a little neighborhood where there's nobody's car, where you never see people out of their house. You know what I mean? Like those Irvine neighborhoods where you can live in there for 20 years and you never see. Because they pull into their garage and then they get out of their car and then they go into their home. He goes out there to do street performing. I'm not making a penny.
Well, honey, you got to go to a better location. My brother told you to go to the Grove.
I don't want to do it at the Grove. You know what?
You're too proud.
It's too many. But he's not. He's okay doing it in small neighborhoods in Irvine. All right, listen. The carolers. Carolizers,
no, you got to go with the carolizers. That's her name.
Katie, are you okay?
Yeah.
All right, good. This is wacky, this show. We're wacky. You know, we've always been wacky and quirky and edgy, and I'm not afraid. That's a guy who's quirky, but really, really in your face with it.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm quirky. And you can, you know, fuck you if you don't like quirkiness.
And that's what a lot of people are commenting on about the Todd Glass Show. They're saying, you know, they like the quirkiness. But basically, you can listen to the Todd Glass podcast. Just go to iTunes, go to Nerdist Industries.
And it's a fun show.
It's fun. Todd will break it down for you. He'll let you know what's going on as it's happening.
He is abrasively quirky, and he'll let you know it.
Last week he did that bit.
That was a real testimonial.
Yes, and he did that bit last week about how he hates too much butter in his mashed potatoes.
Oh, God.
And he does it, with an edge.
Let me ask you, where else are you going to get that? You know?
Yes, Todd Glass. All right, so the carolers, the carolers have come by.
Carolizers.
And they want to do a song, I guess because they said it's 3 months from Valentine's Day, so they're going to do a Valentine's Day song. Now, these guys came by. Oh, my God, Rory... You were here at Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Well, these guys are the same guys that came by.
Oh, shit,
These guys look a little older.
Oh, they're great. Oh, maybe three.
Katie, how old do you think that guy is?
8 months.
There you go. Mike, I go slow with the show.
Yeah.
So I just want to know, are you okay?
Yeah, why don't...
Because I want to make sure you're okay. I worry about you.
Oh, do I get a little quiet sometimes?
No, it's okay. I ask everyone if they're okay.
Oh, You've never once asked me that.
I'm having a really great time tonight, honestly.
Did we talk about our roommate that used to burn the eggs?
Oh, yeah, we did the first time I was on the show.
Because he ruined our lives. We had a roommate that used to burn the eggs. Now I can't eat eggs the rest of my life. He used to burn them, and smell would come wafting down the house.
Oh, that's a great story, Todd.
Yeah, you should make a... All right, here we go. What's going on over there? Oh, they don't need them. No, I mean, I think they'll be all right. So you guys came over. You seem nice. Now, do you give I guess I'm going to throw you a little money at the end of this. What, do you give it to a charity? Who looks like the leader here? Let me see. Let me take a good look.
Well, you don't want to talk to that guy. I mean, what if he really is 8 months old? He won't even be able to speak.
No, he doesn't look like the leader. There's no way he could be the leader. Hold on. I want to figure this out. And just give me a second here because I don't want to be like ask the wrong person. How about the girl with the scarf? Does she look like she could be the leader?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll tell you what. I think they all look like leaders.
You do?
I love the
Carolizers. Oh, really? You think the guy with the college shirt on looks like a leader?
Okay. He's the only one. What? All right, look.
Seriously. You thought he was in borderline looking like a leader?
Look
at him.
None of them look like the leader. I was being nice.
Well, they don't.
They can hear us saying
No, they
this.
Can't. Just shut up. You guys all right over there?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Seriously. How about the guy with the backwards hat?
No.
I was thinking. Okay, let's start this way. Who looks like the biggest fucking idiot?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They're not going to hear us. Look, this is two friends talking. If you think I would talk to them like this, I would crush their spirits.
Yeah.
But just between me and you, we're not mincing with words.
All right, the guy with the Flyers jacket on.
I know. Okay, so don't talk to him.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, who's the next biggest fucking idiot?
Oh, God.
This is a new reality show. Hi, I'm the next biggest fucking idiot. Watch me Tuesdays on NBC.
I mean, that's what it already is.
You know what? This guy seems... I don't know. This is hard. You're right. They look... I feel like whichever one I pick is going to be
I can definitely hear you. You're yelling it.
All right. Oh, my God. Okay, you might be taking a little out of context. Sometimes when these carolers come around, they're not all... You know, you want to... You understand. You seem like you're definitely the leader.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we are all the leader, as your friend had said.
We are all the leader?
Yeah, I don't think I picked the leader. She's the leader. She's a fucking idiot.
No,
she's
an idiot. I'm right. I said that.
The name of our caroling group is the leaders.
Oh, okay. Now, where do you give... I'll talk to you. You seem nice. What's your name?
Carol.
What is your... it's okay. It's fun.
She's obviously the leader. They're carolers? Yeah. And the carolers?
What do you give the money to? What charity? Be serious here. I don't want to.
ASPCA is a charity.
You can't go wrong with that. By the way, can I tell you an interesting story? I know someone that donates a lot of money to the ASPCA, which I'm being totally serious here. In a bit, you can still be serious. And I think it's admirable cause to give money to anything. Rory, what's up your ass?
What?
Don't do that.
What?
It's class.
I fell asleep.
And whose fault is that?
Yours. What were you about to say?
Oh, my God. I feel like you're not listening. Oh, I'm falling asleep. Well, you're criticizing me about it. That's how boring your criticism is. Oh, no, I'm sleeping. How can you sleep? I'm sleeping.
I missed all.
Oh, I'm sleeping. I can't hear you.
I can't.
Oh, were you criticizing me?
Oh, man.
All right, listen, stop it. Oh, so anyway, somebody I know gives a lot of money to animals and stuff, man. And somebody else goes, this is actually true, they go.
I just laugh so hard at them.
Please, I'm in the middle of a motivational.
You got a rush of blood to the head there.
You know what, you'll be fine. I've got a show to do. That's what we do here. We make people laugh, and then a minute later, we bang them over the head again. We got a lot of making up to do. This show is, you know, it's lagging.
Rush of blood right there.
That's all right. You seem good. You look nice.
I just never did that pig thing with anybody before.
Hey, no, seriously. I'm snoring. I'm sleeping.
I can't even do it.
You can't do it again. Okay, so listen. So a friend of mine, they give a lot of money to, you know, animal charities, and I heard someone else go, yeah, you know, that's good for them. They give a lot of money to those charities, but there's kids that need help. Like, well, it's not one or the other, you fucking piece of shit. I go, what are you giving money to?
Nothing.
Yeah. Okay, so don't worry. You know what I mean?
Wait, since they're not here, you can do their side of the conversation and make them a complete asshole?
By the way, to George Carlin, that's a true story, and they didn't give money to a charity. I go, do you give money to any charity? They're like, well, not. They danced around it. I was like, no, you don't. So who cares? Everyone has their cause. But that's not what we came into here. I don't want to lecture. You know me. I don't give my opinion. So they want to do a little song. I think it's nice. Let me tell you something. We live in a, I try to tell my listeners, and hold on. Give me a second here. Yeah. Is everybody okay? Are you with us? Because let me tell you something. I know you got your earphones in, and this is a journey we take every week. I'm not even joking around. To George Carlin, Katie just gave Rory 2 pills.
Yeah, it's Advil.
Yeah, Advil my ass. They're right. Roofies. She wants to fuck you. It's a trick.
Well,
She's done it every week.
Why would she give me 2 of them? One of them would do it.
How do you know?
I've been roofied by Katie before.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that was Advil.
I told you that thing about a girl I used to know when I was. She goes, "Oh my God, somebody put a roofie in my drink," and we used to all go, "No, they didn't." By her looks. So I want everyone to be in a good place right now. People are listening on their treadmills. Somebody's at work.
You always somebody's say treadmills. I don't think anyone's listening on treadmills.
I think there's one guy at my gym that's listening to the show on a treadmill.
Here's a challenge: if you're going to comment, let us know if you honestly were on a treadmill. This is how we'll know. If you're listening right now, leave a comment on this episode.
Oh, okay.
And be honest if you really were on a treadmill.
Well, I think there's a guy that listens and his girlfriend on the treadmill, because I'll tell you why. This is a true story, I swear to God. Because every time I'm at the gym, I see this guy and he works out with his girlfriend and she's on the next treadmill and they only have one headset. So they extended it like a foot, I guess, with wire. They sort of made this thing themselves. So he puts the one earpiece in, and then all the way to the next treadmill, she puts it in her right ear, it's in his left ear, and they run with the same headset, and they put their iPod in the middle, and they both are cracking up and falling off the treadmill all the time. Now, it could be because the wire's not big enough and it pulls them back and forth, but I think they're listening to my podcast cracking up.
That is deep.
No, they're just trying to be cute.
Oh, that's true, too. Hey, by the way, you ever see these people at the gym that wave their hands in the air and they do all weird things and they're moving around?
Yeah, cheerleaders.
But they do it on the treadmill, though.
Cheerleaders at a basketball gym.
Well,
are they in the pool?
Rory, I never think it's funny. Like the guy who just does not. Come on. That's not so off. So off. Oh, cheerleaders. Be completely off. Yeah. Like you can't be worse off. You are the fucking idiot. Yeah, you go so far out of the way. As a construction worker. No. The people that they're when they do elliptical, sometimes you move your arms.
Yeah, no. It's a Cirque du Soleil. I went. Wife went a couple years ago.
No, when you're on the treadmill, just talking about people that to get their cardio going better, sometimes they move their arms around. Sometimes
French. It's a French circus.
No.
What you're talking about. I've been to it.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I've been to it. Have you been to it?
Have I been to what?
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, okay. Well, then what were you talking about? Describe it again.
When somebody on a treadmill at a gym that I go to, not a theater, not Las Vegas, is on the treadmill.
Okay.
And to get extra exercise.
Yes.
And I'm sorry the calories are here. You guys okay? Yeah. Who's the guy with the shirt? Who's he talking to? You know, you make me nervous when
Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey.
Does everyone here know what I'm talking about?
Yes, the circus.
Okay, I'm talking.
An American circus.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. What am I talking about? Just you tell me. No. Are you shitting me?
Do you not know what you're saying?
Okay, hold on. I need all you guys. Shut the fuck up.
You don't even know what you're saying.
No, you think it's not Ringling Brothers, not Cirque du Soleil. This fucking idiot goes, is it Boston, what did you say?
An American circus.
What are the odds you thought I was going to go, yes, thank you?
I don't know.
Well, they're not. The odds are shitty because it's not going to happen.
I don't know.
Now, hold on. You guys are free. Listen, I need all you to be quiet. When you are at the gym.
Yes.
And there's somebody on the treadmill.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, and I went as a child.
They need to get their cardio up a little more. So sometimes it looks a little silly.
Oh.
And they put their hands in the air and they do deep...
Face paint. It's face paint. They don't look silly. They're not looking silly. They're painted to like be silly.
Rory.
Todd.
My hand... Are you joking?
No. Are you
Mike,
joking?
Can you help me?
You must be joking.
I think you know I'm not by the intensity of my voice. Hold on. And I want to go slow here. Yeah. Mike, explain to him what I'm talking about.
I think Todd's just talking about when someone's on a treadmill at a gym. They're just walking, and then they're holding their hands up and doing another kind of exercise by moving their hands.
Like holding another person on top of their hands.
No.
As like a vertical reflection of themselves.
Thank you. Hold on.
But they have face paint on.
Hold on. No. Michael, first of all, thank you so much. I started to freak out here because... The fuck nuts here that want
to
sing.
Okay, hold on. Mike, explain to Todd what I'm talking about.
Why? I understand. You think it's Cirque du Soleil. You think it's
Thank you.
I think what Todd's saying is that he's describing a person on a treadmill just raising up their arms, and I think you're adding like a human being and a circus to that. But I don't. I think just we're at a gym and a person's.
Oh my god! Is that what I'm doing?
Yes.
Is that what I'm doing?
Oh my god! Thank you.
Good lord! How long did I go on?
You were making. Can I? Thank you. Can I be honest? Thank you for being honest. I was starting to get freaked out, and it doesn't help that these fuck nuts. This girl over here agreed with you. I was just trying to explain when someone's at the gym, and yes, you were going off for a while. But
the big top.
I give you credit for admitting it. Right. So can I explain it now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Don't add your own.
I do that a lot.
It's all right. This is a safe space.
It's a safe space. I know what you mean by that. You mean like guys like when they're just at like a basketball court. I get it.
No. It doesn't even matter. I don't want to get sidetracked on this because it's not important, and we're already in the debate. We're in the basketball court. Just safe space.
Safe space. Block. Box out.
Okay.
Get the rebound. You want to get to on the other end. You know, it hit your outlet. Outlet's going to be on the sides. You want to hit the outlets on the posts.
Exactly.
They're going to feed it into the big people.
Exactly.
I have to choose my bout.
Exactly.
I get it.
Okay. Exactly. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
So we're getting back to the treadmill.
Right.
I'm glad you had that right.
Yes.
Just please. When you're on the treadmill, you just apologize so you understand what you were doing. You were adding your own, you were adding to it.
Okay.
When you are on the treadmill,
whatever you say,
and you're jogging, and you see someone that looks a little silly because maybe they're doing deep knee bends as they run. Maybe they're walking backwards on the treadmill, trying to
chicken sandwiches.
Oh my god! I can't. If I thought he was joking,
I don't even want to talk about what's going on. I think Rory's a little bit of a dim bulb.
Like I know what that means. A race car driver? Is that what you're trying to say? You're trying to say car driver.
I don't.
Is that what I'm being called?
I mean,
right
he's a few.
I'm a fucking race car.
I think
driver.
You're a few. I think you're a few puppies short of a kennel.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Where are the kennels?
Okay, so the carolers. Thank you very much. I guess they watch the show. They're gonna do a. Katie, are you okay?
Yeah.
You look like you're nervous.
Yeah. Can we take a break, then?
You know what, Katie? I looked over at Katie. It looked like I didn't realize that I'd been doing 6 hours.
No, but can we take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break. Okay. Then we do the calories, and then my sister-in-law is on the phone. So we'll call her after we take a break. We'll get her on the phone.
All right.
So, by the way,
be on hold.
Hold on, let me just get this out real quick. I love when I hear a voice and I don't know it's you, Rory. You have a way. You stare at me, smile right into me, and then a voice is coming out of your mouth and your lips aren't. Oh, that was you? Oh, no wonder.
Oh, did you?
I must have looked so demonic. That must have looked so demonic. You thought that was me.
I thought it was you, so that's why. I swear to God, to George.
I was like, just like smiling.
Well, to George Carlin, because, well, first of all, now I know I'm not crazy.
Right.
You were staring at me, and your mouth wasn't moving because it was Mike, but I didn't know that for real, okay? Someone said I shouldn't say, they go, I love when Todd says make pretend instead of just pretend. Is there a difference?
No, I know what you mean.
Okay. So anyway, but it was a nice tweet. It wasn't a bad tweet.
Good tweet.
It was. You could tell it was a kind person. Some people don't know that their tweets can that you need tone for a tweet. Anyway, who cares? Can I say the word tweet one more time?
Well, do it one more.
Tweet.
There you go.
Tweety tweety tweet. All right. So I try to have a good. Just let me get this out. I try to have a good energy here, and when these guys come by and they want to do a song, I just think I like it. It makes me feel good. It makes me so they're going to do a song, and then we're going to take a break. Katie's going to go to the bathroom, and Meryl, my. So what are you going to? Oh, these guys have a boom. Oh, do you want to do it? They have a boom box, but it's not working. Maybe they should just do it without the boom box. Hold on. Enjoy this. Enjoy it. It's going to be nice.
Deep breath first.
Yeah, you're on the treadmill.
Wait, what's the treadmill?
Somebody's on the treadmill.
Like what? But what does that mean? They're just on a what?
No, I'm just saying one of our listeners is on a treadmill.
What is that?
A treadmill. It's like a piece of equipment, and you don't know what a treadmill.
Oh, okay. Wait. Did you? Okay, I got it.
I won't do this.
Like a chef. Okay.
I like how we. Well, here's what happened, folks. I made Katie make an edit so I could tell him to do that bit, then to bail on it. That's what we fucking do here. You got a problem with it? Turn the fucking station.
Turn it up louder.
These guys came by. They're gonna sing "You Are My Sunshine" and just enjoy it. You know, you're on the treadmill. I keep doing it. So, and really, you know, this is the love. And these guys, I know I make fun of them when they stop by sometimes, but I love it here in the studio. Just there's a warmth that overcomes us, and it sounds silly, but when they're singing it, you will feel that it brings a love in the air.
Yeah.
Now you think I'm saying it comedically, but wait till you hear it.
Here we go.
Here we go. Guys,
stop that.
Oh, that's great. That's you guys are unbelievable. That was just really
Thank
fun. Thanks a lot. You guys are great. By the way, one correction.
Please.
That was Hava Nagila, not You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All right. I don't think they
you
fucking
still
understood
pay for
a thing
that?
I said.
All right. Carol and the Carolers.
All right. How about a hand for those guys? They were great.
Thank you.
What? No. We got to wrap it
Todd,
up.
Todd, get them out of here. Get those people out of here. Get them out. Get out.
Get out. Seriously.
Get,
guys,
seriously,
you know
get
what?
Out.
That was horrible.
Get the
you didn't,
fuck
no, you
out.
Didn't even know
nope.
the song.
You're not going to pay.
I was
pay
going.
Them.
Hold on. I was going to because I felt bad. But if the song is that wasn't You Were My Sunshine. It was Hava Nagila. And you didn't know the words.
This doesn't even look like the Carolers from Christmas. These guys look so different. I don't even think this is the same group. This is.
No, you're right. The other group. Who the fuck is that girl?
Get
we won't
her
shut the
out.
Fuck up. Hold
Get
on.
Her out.
No, I oddly, hold on. I oddly want to talk to her. Who the fuck are you?
What?
Who the fuck are you to stop by here? Hold on. Let her talk.
All right.
Who the fuck are you to come by here? You didn't know the goddamn.
Came by, we sang a song. We said we'd sing a song. We sang a song. You introduced You Are My Sunshine. I don't know where you got that.
You don't even fucking know.
Hold on.
You Are My Sunshine?
Well, let me ask you a quick question. By the way. Can you tell me again? What's your name?
One at a time.
Jews don't have sunshine?
One at a time.
Carol? Her name's not fucking Carol. She's full of shit.
Yeah, what's your real name?
Let her sit down in front of the mic. I like to talk to a maniac. You know how you always fight with maniacs?
Ooh, a penny.
Hold on, but you got to talk to me.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
You can't be crazy. If
All
I think
right.
you're not listening, I will listen to you.
Okay.
And you listen to me. But
I
if I think for one
you.
Second that you're out of your... We can agree to disagree or we can be two crazy people, but there's still a sense of a conversation that has to go on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was sign number one. That
Jesus.
When you came in here to sing your song,
Sorry.
I talked about... I talked about you doing You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah.
Because that's what you guys told me downstairs when I talked to the guy with the backwards hat that looks dumb.
Okay, but we don't have the best communication. We're not always talking because we have songs to sing. Do you think that it's cool to go around and sing songs? Hey! What are you
No.
She's out of her fucking mind.
Hold on. Can I say one thing? I'll tell you one thing.
I'm not tipping that.
Good carolers just aren't that angry.
Yeah, you guys...
I've never met a caroler that had that much brass.
Yeah.
Oh, bullshit. You're a caroler?
These guys walked in here angry.
Guys, people can't hear us. And if we're going to have an argument, and I'm not going to edit it out, what did you say back there with the blue shirt?
She's a goddamn sweetheart, so why don't you fucking respect her?
And that is my son.
Yeah.
That's your son?
Oh,
he
wow.
looks like it's your grandfather.
Yeah.
What?
Of course.
You look 8 months compared to him. You're like 8 months old compared to the. How old are you?
How old are you?
Is 8 months old.
Oh wow!
How old are you?
Wow.
How old are you?
Great job, Mom.
How old are you?
I'm old enough.
Oh, you fucking idiot! How about you? What's your name? Come here. You look like the sensible one in the group.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Aaron, with an E.
Oh no! Then no.
They're
then
all
no.
morons.
Then no.
Hold on. You guys came in here. Let's put it this way. I'm going to give you $20. But do you realize that Hava Nagila, you didn't know the words? You look sensible. Come on over here. Give him your mic. He seems very sensible.
Thank you. This is Aaron with an E.
Do you realize you didn't know Hava Nagila? Can you at least give me that if you're going to sing a song?
We knew the song. We said it right. We said it the way our ancestors would want to say it.
Do it again without music.
Fine.
It should have been You Are My Sunshine.
Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava. hava, nigila hava.
No, 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 no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no.
Todd, by the way, you want to be Jewish? You want to be fucking named Carol?
Yeah.
All right, we got
to
stop.
Can I say something?
This is ridiculous.
If you're going to give them $20, can I try to earn that $20 and you let me sing You Are My Sunshine right now? And let's see. And if I sing it great, then you give me the $20. Can, please?
We accept the challenge.
They accept the challenge. They accept the challenge.
Okay. Oh, okay. Hava Nagila?
No, You Are My Sunshine, what you originally asked for.
Okay.
All right, here I go.
Put some reverb in his voice.
The other night, as I lay sleeping, oh, I dream I held you, held you in my arms.
This isn't.
Oh, but when I woke up this morning, I found out I was missing.
You weren't going to sing the
How was that?
You were. Well, there's echo in your voice, but it didn't sound like you
singing.
Yeah,
you, you didn't hear it in the, when I was singing. You Are My Sunshine. I was singing that for
like
you.
No,
that's
Charles
not You
version.
Are My Sunshine.
Look, I know, no, what, you, I know what you wanted. You wanted You Are My Sunshine, so I gave you Your
Can
My
I
Sunshine.
Try to sing it? We'll put You Are My Sunshine on. I want to show these guys. Or put Hava Nagila on. I'll do Hava Nagila. Oh, God. I hope
these guys do this for
I hope nobody's listening.
Off.
Is there any chance nobody listened this week?
There is a good chance.
How
no
much
one.
Would we luck out?
They're gone right
if
now.
If Katie goes, no, my God, nobody listened this week, I'd be like, thank God.
Wait.
Hold on. You ready? Do you have it, Chris?
Why did the clock stop?
Oh, yeah. You got to get that clock back up again.
Chris.
Ah, we get to do longer now. That's a deal we have. Can you put the clock back up? All right, that's okay. Let's do this. Let me try it. And don't put any effects on my voice. Nothing. Don't even give me echo. You can give me a little echo. Hava, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, ha ha ha, Bravana, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava, Hava Nagila, Nagila, Hava, 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 na 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 na, Hava. What if you hired a guy for your wedding and he really didn't know that? People are like, I don't think you know. They're lifting the up in the chair and they're like, Hava, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila. Habanagila, Habanagila.
He's lounging.
It's the Habanagila chunk. Thanks for stopping by, guys. You were fun. We're back to the show. You can all take your seats. I mean, you can leave.
Get out.
Seriously, get out.
Get out. Get out. Get the fuck out.
I love that song.
Bye,
I do love that song.
By the way, that is a great song. I went to a wedding. They play that song, and all my Jewish relatives go out on the dance floor, and they dance like fucking nuts. And then the minute they play another song, they all scuffle back to their seats. They can play how – it's an easy song to dance to. You lift. By the way, you know when they're lifting someone up in a chair?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in other traditions, but in the Jewish tradition, at a wedding or a bar mitzvah, they put somebody in a chair, and they lift them into the air,
and
then they all dance around.
No, I know what you're talking about. They have that – I grew up in a neighborhood that had that, too. It's called Little League. Little League Baseball.
No, you're not even understanding. It's okay. It's not a big deal. All yeah, right. It's exactly.
All right.
No, you know what? It's not exactly that.
Yeah.
I was just saying that. No, I'm talking about when you go to a wedding.
Oh, and what am I talking about?
A Little League.
A wedding?
No, I said wedding. Michael, help
little
me.
Little League.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, why am I wasting time with you? When you go to a wedding in the Jewish tradition, while everyone's dancing, someone sits in a chair.
Little boys playing baseball, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood you the
thank
first time.
Thank you.
I think that's the best, yeah.
I don't think it's worth
thank
arguing
you.
With him. Okay.
Thank
so anyway,
you.
So...
thank you.
So at I was just at a bar mitzvah, and they had to lift everybody up into a chair.
Yeah.
And some woman goes, every time they do this, my husband hides. I go, yeah, me too. I don't want to lift somebody up in a chair.
Yeah.
Because I might drop it.
Yeah.
I don't want the responsibility of lifting someone up and then they get a little heavy on my side. And let me tell you something, the heavier they are, the shorter they go up.
Yeah.
It's like when you know what I mean? Like somebody's like, lift me up in the chair. You know, it's a 13-year-old, 500-pound Jewish kid. They're like, yeah, that's not really the Jewish tradition
anymore.
Who owns
a pizzeria?
Yeah. He's 300 pounds. He's, you know, 13 years old. And he's like, I can't wait till they lift me up in the chair. So the mother and the father have to really hire, like, weightlifters.
Right.
And they don't want to make the son feel bad because, you know, it's not like it's obviously he doesn't recognize him. And then they come and they dress in suits and they try to mingle in with the rest of the group. And then they go, who wants to lift Lenny up in his chair? And they, four huge guys, I will do it. And he's like, you don't even look Jewish. Are you sure you're my relatives? Anyway.
And then after, they're like, wasn't Lenny easy to lift? For a 13-year-old boy, even. It was like lifting a bird.
Who's doing that? The mother?
Yeah.
Because she wants to
make
him feel
Lenny to feel better. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Lenny, we knew you were thin, but please.
I think that's so
funny. You're
not well. That is so funny to just think the 13-year-old kid 2 months before, I can't wait till they do that thing where they lift me up in the chair, Mama and Papa. I picture it's old school.
Hey, wait, so the kid was really big, but the mom kept complimenting that he's super thin?
Lenny's obese, and they knew that, oh, my God, his bar mitzvah is coming up. What are we going to do? They're not going to be able to lift him in that chair.
But what if he
We're
going to
get four big guys. We're going to tell Lenny's Jewish. I don't care what they are. You put him in yarmulkes. You can get four. You can get four.
Clearly
black.
Bouncers.
Get four blacks. I don't care.
Clearly black bouncers.
Oh,
Lenny, he's got a little self-conscious because he can tell these people like don't look like the rest of his relatives.
Well, the truth is, and I had this happen, and thank God I have a safe word on this show. I swear to God, this happened. They had to install a hydraulic lift from like at a gas station. This was in the news. It was in the news.
The wacky news.
All right, listen.
But what if the kid's so fat when the mom's like, oh, you were light as a bird, but he is fat. And she's like, you must have a problem. You don't eat enough. Oh. He takes that advice and eats even more.
Maybe you're right, mama.
Yeah, he really believes
that. That night he eats a whole pot roast. Yeah. Mama's right. Those guys lifted me so easily. Sometimes I'm hard on myself. I think I'm heavy. But obviously I couldn't be. Those four guys had me up in the air for at least 30 seconds. Yeah. Even they could.
The bouncers are sweating back.
Oh, they're
broken.
Sweating. They're by the third round, then he goes, lift me up more. You know?
Then when he's like 40 and he weighs like 800 pounds and he's talking to his 13-year-old nephew, like, you got to put on a little weight. When I was your age, they lift me up. I almost flew up in the sky.
That's how it never ends. That's how it never ends with fat Jewish kids.
So listen, I feel like my mic is getting lower and lower. Oh, no, I was getting further and further away from it.
Science.
Okay, so, they have a hydraulic lift like at a gas station, and then they put his chair on it. They have to clear the whole banquet hall out 3 months before, and they have to put a hydraulic lift in there that later they have to take out. Well, the truth is later they just lower it back down and re-carpet over it, but that's because the owner of the hotel was really cool. He goes, if you just want to leave it, we'll just carpet over it. And then when they were doing Hava Nagila, he sits there and they go, and then it lifts his chair up in the air. All right, that story didn't go anywhere.
Well, I'm getting nervous that they don't actually lift kids up in their bar mitzvahs.
I like that. Oh, they do.
I thought it was only at weddings.
Is oh, no, they do that bit? At bar mitzvahs too.
Oh, good.
That's not a new bit, is it?
No, we're not.
Was that a bit?
No, we're not recording this.
Oh, I thought you just did that as a bit.
Oh, no, we're still on our break.
Oh, I thought you were like...
Oh, Mike, you thought I was going to do that bit for the audience.
Yeah. Rory, I mean, why else would you bring it up?
Rory, come on. Now, you know that we'll be silly on this show, and sometimes we go places and we get lost. I think tonight we're getting more lost than usual. Yeah. You think I'm going to do that bar mitzvah bit. We're just being silly. You think I'm going to play that for people?
Oh, I thought you were just running it by us so we'd be prepared.
Have a little fucking... Come on.
Okay.
Mike, you knew I wouldn't do that for the people, right?
I thought we were just talking.
Thank you.
Thank you. I thank you.
Thank you.
Could you imagine if you did that on the show? Jesus Christ.
Well, no. that would actually be kind of fun.
Actually, maybe it would be.
No.
You know what? I might be being hard on myself.
No, the forklift.
Shit, Katie, were you taping that?
Yeah.
Oh, you were taping that.
Oh, that's not.
Oh, let people hear it then.
No.
Oh no. Now that I think about it, I think it could have been fun. It was just silly.
No,
Rory,
you lost.
Rory,
some people.
There's a guy that said we can't comment on the podcast about the podcast, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Is that true?
That is true. 1987. Jared.
Can I say one thing about the bit?
I only remember the negative ones.
Can I say one thing about the bar mitzvah bit?
Yes.
Is that I did say something in there. One of the parents, Lenny's parents, said something about blacks.
But I was that was as
we'll take that out.
Okay, because a friend of mine once told me, like, you can't just put your vile comment in a character's mouth and then it's like not your thought.
You know what? I'm going to leave this all in, and I'll tell you why. Because I respect that. And I'm being my hand to,
no, it's totally,
to George Carlin. You know I'm being serious, yeah. Right? Because it's really – look, it is dissecting a little. But just because you're doing a character – well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Now I know the answer to that. Sometimes if it's in a character, it is okay. If it shows – but you're right. Sometimes you feel like the joke wasn't funny enough for me to jam in a slam. Right,
yeah,
you're right.
Exactly.
If it was funny enough, you'd be like, "You can do it," because yeah. We know we've done it. But it's got you. Just I get you, but I want to play this whole thing so people know that you are embarrassed by what you do on this show.
Yes,
I just like the idea. You said I'm going to leave that in, and I'll tell you why. I thought you just, because it's the show, because yeah. It just happened, yeah. And it's a part of the show. Oh, I'm leaving it in.
So here's what we're going to do: as we go up for the. Do you have any jokes you like rim shots with as we go to commercial? As we say, we're wrapping it up, which means, you know, it takes me a while to wrap it up. I start putting the brakes on.
You got
now.
Some rim shot stuff?
Well, yeah, you got.
Oh, that's perfect. That'll be great.
What do you got?
Hey, things could be worse. I could be a Jew.
Oh, it just seems hateful. We just talked about that. No, we just talked about that. Me and Mike. That if you know exactly what we talked about.
Oh, no, but I wasn't doing a character. He said if you're doing a character, then it is just still your real thoughts.
All right.
Yeah, I'm skipping the character part.
I just feel like...
I open with that.
Let me show you how to do it.
I open with that.
Oh, me Chinese. I drive like this. Crazy.
That's great.
I was
That's
doing that to
great.
Show you what bad was.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, come
funny.
On.
Rory, I'm going to steal that.
Don't thank you.
I'm going to steal that.
No,
I'm taking it. That's funny.
No,
That's
it's not.
That's funny.
Hold on, the guy with the rim shot, Tom.
Right.
Yes, sir.
He does 17 rim shots.
Yeah.
Be the guy that doesn't stop doing rim shots. All right, that's enough. Okay. This guy got hired. He doesn't know how to do it. It'd be really funny.
What if you laughed about right. him because you were so cheap that yeah, you knew how generous with his rim shots he was. I'm paying like 10 cents a rim shot.
What if he said he wanted 10 cents a rim shot and that's how he makes his money?
Yeah. It seems like he's just getting by in life by doing the least amount of work.
Hey, I'll tell you, you know.
That's too forced of a callback.
All right, there we go. All right, thank you. Tom, you do stand-up, right?
Yes, sir.
And where you want to, you know, you come by, you hang out, you want to plug a date anywhere?
Yeah, every Sunday at Westside Comedy Theater, 8 p.m., Lazy Sunday.
There you go. Edit that out.
Tom Sibley on Twitter.
Oh, jeez. All right. What did you say the last thing?
Tom Sibley.
Be Tom Sibley on Twitter.
What really can you? Because a lot of people tweet Tom.
Can I tell a joke? Can I get a rim shot?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Did you hear about the Polish rapist?
I.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
They put him in a lineup. He said, "That's her."
All right. I love that joke.
Sorry.
Oh, he does. He does. He does right, do it.
Just one. Just one.
He does it. It's too much. You should fire him. You
this
can't
guy's
have
a fucking
that.
Idiot.
You can't have that. What are you going to do right. on this show? Just 17 rim shots every joke? He's getting faster,
I got
too.
A question. I have a song. No. I don't like saying stop because it makes it look like I meant up to that point. I loved it. This was time, you know, then. I don't want to make it look like stop because then it seems like a dick.
It was funny. That's a good bit.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
but now
funny.
I really do.
It's... You close with that. Shut up. You close with that.
On the road?
Yeah. What you just did, the whole stop it bit?
Come on, stop it. Seriously.
Yeah.
Would you play a rim shot after Sweet Caroline so you could pretend that you were just kidding?
You got to fill the audience in. I used to close my show with Sweet Caroline. And in its time... It was fun, and I did it, but a
still at this moment. Don't say in its time. It's still great.
Yeah, so a comedian...
That's still great.
But a comedian told me, affectionately, like when a comedian should be honest with another comedian, he said, I think it's time to get rid of that. And then what Mike's saying is, what if I thought I could do it still? Like, I do the whole song at 6 minutes, and then at the end of it, I go... It's a joke, folks. Good night.
I love it. That's great.
All right, so listen.
That All joke right. has a rip shot.
Let's go back to the show. We got to go in for the descent. I was going to do something. Thanks for the carolers. That was lovely what they did. I forget where we were going. I was just going for the close. Oh, you plugged your thing. Thank you, everybody, for stopping by. And Hip Geo, that was Go YouTube it. Learn about it.
Hip Geo.
All right, that's enough.
Hip Geo.
Hip Geo.
All right, thank you. Thank Audible. Where are you going, Mike?
Audible.com.
Okay. All right, so we have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I hate saying goodbye.
I hate saying it, too.
I hate it.
I feel like we have a connection with people.
It was fun. If you didn't like it, you know, fuck you. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, don't be like
fuck
that.
Fuck you.
No.
I didn't like it. Go fuck yourself. Hey, you know what? Don't ever listen again and kill yourself. Fucking shoot yourself in the face and then stop listening to the fucking podcast.
Well, that's just spreading hate.
Well, they shouldn't listen if they don't think it's great.
What do you think?
You know.
But they don't have to kill themselves.
Well, something bad should happen, you know.
Listen, what do you think some of the mistakes we made on today's show were? Maybe we should have an after show where we talk about what we thought was good and bad, and then we'll just do it into my phone, and you know, then we can release that. Like, the mistake, maybe we...
Here's what I think a lot of people don't realize. Like, you know, we
this
come
is
in
hard.
Here, we're trying to find a middle ground to, like, create a joke or a bit or, like, expand on ideas. And, you know, so there's some assholes out there that get pissed when we don't do it at a certain caliber. Like... You know, we're trying. We're trying to entertain you.
If we do 2.5-hour show.
Yes.
And we have one bit that's fucking knock your socks off.
Yes.
That's worth it, right?
That's worth everyone's time.
And I think we did that. Notice we're not... Wouldn't it be more frustrating if I said, oh, we had 30 bits and people going, we didn't actually have 30. I think we had one bit, maybe two.
Not
that was
even. A half a thing we got good. We got real good.
No, there was a good idea somewhere.
I mean, there was some good... if there's a gem of a good idea, is that what you're saying?
I think like a germ, do you mean?
Barely. Yes, that's what I was saying.
I think that we were saying something that was like touching on something that absolutely could have been in different hands.
Like a germ.
Very,
you,
very
you
funny.
Couldn't see it, but you
no
know
bullshit.
It's there.
Right. Hold on, guys.
Yes.
No bullshit. What do you think the thing that we did this show that will be talked about the most?
This sounds
like
self-serving.
For real.
This sounds really self-serving.
The audio, I thought it was crisp. Like I think.
Oh God! I mean, remember when we were in the school gym? Something started.
I think it might have been when Chris was doing the Hip Geo over and over again in the beginning of the show. That's where we should. We might edit it right there. Just open up, play Hip Geo, and
Hip Geo.
Play just the drum music. You know,
do it again.
Ladies, this is what I play when I hired somebody at my house, and when I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
It's called a prostitute. Go ahead.
Give me some echo. Stop it. So what I do is when I'm going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I walk out of my bedroom, a guy's there, and he plays the drums. I go like this. Ladies and gentlemen, he's going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. It's time! That was long. Good. That was too long. All right. So I want to say goodbye. I want to thank everyone, Katie.
Thank you.
Are you not going to tell her what that tweet said?
I did tell her what it said.
Oh, you
remember
did?
We did it?
No.
Where are people at? Where are we at with the listener? There's people listening right now. They're, they got their headphones in.
Yeah. You either love it or you don't. You know, fuck you if you don't.
Oh, I don't.
I'm with Rory.
Get thrown under a bus.
I'm trying to call back
to everything.
I didn't agree with this at first, but I think Rory's right that there's a person listening, and they're sitting in their car thinking like, you know, I got this for free, but, you know, I think it was a little bit of a miss. Todd's done better shows than this.
I'm okay with that.
Right, but like you listen to the whole show and this, and like just to stew, just to look down on you.
Yeah, it's not my fault that I'm trying my hardest.
Like, what has this guy done in his life?
No,
that
you're gonna
he has 2.5 free hours.
Well, we're making
to look down his fat nose at you and your accomplishments.
Thank you,
podcast critic.
Let me tell you something though. We might not have anybody out there like that. Here's my problem. I want people to know I'm really, and I think to George Carlin. I'm trying my hardest. Why would I do anything else? And that's what's making me a little nervous. I think I might have run my course.
I don't want to like jump
I'm not
in.
Kidding you. I'll stop doing the podcast. I'll tell you what I do. I make you a promise.
Yes.
If this podcast, and I've said this before in this way many times, hey, we love Todd Glass. I do not think that everybody that has a criticism is wrong. Sometimes people are they're very gentle. I love the show, but sometimes people say I love the show, but and their butt is too mean. usually the but has to match the first part of it. You can't write, hey, I normally love your show, but last week I thought it fucking sucked, you Jew. Well, I don't think you normally like it if that's where you went that quickly.
Right.
But I'm always afraid there might be people that go, I really do like Todd, but last week, here's the thing. And I don't want to be like those other people, but it was just a little too much all over the place. Like, they made jokes about his sister-in-law, but I might go get my hair cut down there just so I can talk to her about this. Like, there's people that are going to go down to Dave's barbershop and go, hey, how you doing? Listen, I used to make fun of those people. I wrote him a review that said, keep prefacing, get lost, it's all right, because at that amount of it, I thought there was something endearing. But last week, that show, it was too much.
Yeah,
they might be right, and it might be time for me to retire.
I agree. You know what I mean? With those, with what you're, where you're at.
Well, I'm not taking you as an, I know you think I'm offended. I think you're agreeing because I need to know the truth, and I want to, and I think I might, this might
you
be my.
You are done.
Do you think I should do one more show?
No.
No, Rory.
I think I should do one more.
I say you do one more to prove them wrong, but I'll also say that if this guy is sitting there, this smug turd is listening to the show.
Oh, we don't got
to
be rude.
Like, well, I don't want to be rude, but I'm a little angry because I think he's sitting there thinking, well, Todd didn't reach the heights that he achieved in the previous shows,
but,
and he failed to amuse me as he has in the past. Well, I would say it's because you wanted him to fail.
Time to retire. You know, maybe the next show.
Well, it seems like you and Mike are on different pages.
I think maybe the next show should be a black tie affair, and it legitimately. It's your goodbye show.
No.
It's your goodbye
show.
No.
Rory and I both want you to quit, but I think you should do one more show before you do.
I've changed. I agree with Mike. I disagree that he thinks I'm not agreeing. I agree with what he's saying. Do a black tie affair.
Let's not make a bit about this. I'm going to quit.
It's over.
It is over.
It's over.
It is over. I had this for me. We'll have a goodbye show next week. Paul Tompkins is our guest. And look, people, I think people know that this is my favorite thing to do during the week. It really is. Like, I love stand-up, and there's not anything I've loved as much as stand-up since this podcast. And it's time. I realized it through the whole show. I want to leave while I'm on the top. And I want to thank Chris Hardwick. And maybe I should do this in the Mark Maron show.
Goodbye show.
I just think it would be better. And
that's fucking
I love this. I do love this. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come back next week. Paul Tompkins is our guest. We're going to have a goodbye show. I want to thank. Look, you got to give me a second here, Katie, because I really apologize. I know we're wrapping it up, but I want to thank someone who's been so good to this show. Chris Hardwick, number one. We do those running bits, and I always call him. I go, you know, we depict you as being mean. He goes, Todd, I have a good sense of humor, and it's cool. But I want to thank Hip Geo. We had a long run with them, and they were good to us. They never edited us. They never told us what to do. And I would call them and go, our show last week, it didn't go so well. He goes, don't worry about it. You're going off the air.
I would say anybody want if you're going to leave a comment. You know, say
I'm quitting.
What's the last thing you want to say to Todd on the comment?
Well, I don't want people to think I'm doing that thing. Woe is me. I am leaving on the top. You know, over the years when we watch shows and we go, "How? Why don't they know? They should leave on the top." And I see why it's hard. You don't think I desperately want to like give me another 6 months and let's see? It's time.
It's not happening. It's over. So you're right. You know, I'm just agreeing with you as a friend.
And I think I'm just going to have to. I just want to thank you. I don't know if people know how serious I am. Like, this is so much fun to do. And the fact that I got to do it for 16, 17 shows, some people never get to do this, to turn on these mics and get silly every week and be with all you guys. You know, it's I think there's people that know that I'm being serious, and I'm not going to take advantage of this audience. This show was unacceptable.
Can I say something?
This show was unacceptable. This show was, there were funny moments, but they were far and few between.
No, I disagree. I think you still got it. When a man can stand up and admit something that you just admitted, I think it means you have a fire inside you.
No.
And what, are you going to put that fire out? Or are you going to get your ass together and you're going to fucking come back next week? And are you just going to rock this fucking ship? You know what I mean? I now would disagree with Mike. I think you are back on
top. You seem like you're changing your opinion.
I have changed. You should keep doing the show. I mean, the way you just said all that, that was real.
I agree with Rory.
That was real, Todd.
Well, I mean, I love doing this show.
then keep doing it. You're the... I mean, who cares if it's not funny?
You're like Johnny Carson. I mean, when Johnny Carson quit, it was because he had gone on too long, and it was starting to get embarrassing.
I didn't think
And you probably, honestly, you should have quit about three shows ago, but I think that it would have been so amazing if Johnny Carson said, like, fuck it, I'm going to keep going for another 12
yes.
years. And then we watched into a place where you just don't see people like that on television.
Guys,
it would
be
scary.
Guys, you're insulting
I think,
me.
I think that's where you should go with this.
Shut up.
Todd.
You're insulting me. I should do the show so I'm delusional and that's funny.
Oh, there
like
you go.
Like it's just uncomfortable
you're
to
finding
watch
your
that
niche,
you're still
your
doing
niche.
It.
That's your niche.
What my niche is that I'm out of my mind, but I keep doing my show
exactly.
because I'm too stupid.
That's so
fun. I got it.
That's
back.
Great.
All right,
do
Rory.
The keep doing
Rory,
it.
Rory, we were ending on a nice note. Let me leave here tonight. Next week our guest is Paul Tompkins. I'm quitting. I am quitting the show. I'm a guy that loves to say that part of it because it's so like he just. Ladies and gentlemen, goodbye forever.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.